Blog Talk Radio.
More Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer it, miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes counting spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guck on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, virtue approved. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and TC, gotta take it easy. Stop to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
All right, Donald. Welcome to GQ Palace. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, before I even fill y'all in on last week's episode, I got to let y'all know we got to give a special thanks and a big shout out to my man, Faith Walker, for doing that it's hot fire theme song for GQ Palace. Shout out to my man, Faith Walker. You know what I'm saying? He's doing big things. And you know what? And we're going to make sure we keep in contact with him. Matter of fact, he's one that will be coming on for the GQ General Question today. But to fill y'all in on last week's episode, we had a spectacular show. We had the button pusher in the building, and she was on a GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist, Yokish B, and he let us know what was going on with him, and we played some of his exclusive tracks. Then after that, we had the one and only pioneer, Silver Fox, calling the building, letting us know what was going down with him, telling us about his clothing line, his material he got going on, and all that. To hear last week's episode, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archive. Now, tonight, like I was saying, from that fire theme song that I heard from GQ Palace, for GQ Palace, we have the one and only Faith Walker, who did that track. Him and Radius P, I believe, If I'm not saying the name right, when Dave Walker come on, he's going to fill me in on it. All right? We got him for the DP Dinner question. We have up-and-coming artist LaQuila Vineyard, and we're going to be playing her smasher single, I Want It All. After that, we have E. Smith in the building, and we're going to talk about his bounce-back energy drink and all the things that he got going on. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace. Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Welcome back to the palace, and with me right now, I have the one and only Faith Walker. Faith Walker, welcome to the palace.
Dun, 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 dun.
Faith,
what's going on, man?
What's going on, Faith? Yo, I got to tell
ain't
you,
nothing
man,
much, man,
I have to give you a, I have to say, oh, that is, that theme song for GQ Palace is fire.
Man, all praises to the Most High, man. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, and the lines are actually flooded right now. That song is fire. You did your thing on it. Now, I'm like real excited about it, you know, but we're going to get into you right now. Let everybody know a little something about yourself, Faith.
Well, I'm Damian Leon Dick Brown, also known as Faith Walker. They call me the Green Mile. They call me Joseph. They call me a lot of things these days. But I thank goodness for my haters. They say haters make you greater. So I'm here in this season. I'm also a believer of the Lord, Most High God, Messiah Jesus Christ. Just to be showing love. I mean, just shining a light where darkness is. You know, we come out of the church, man. We in the hood. We in the hood taking this thing abroad, man. So we here to take it where others may shun their shoulders at. So that's where we at.
I definitely feel you. Now, you're also doing things in the music division, right, as well?
Yeah. Working on my last project.
Let them know about all that. Let them know about Wordplay. Fill them in on everything.
Okay. I'm currently in Wordplay 2, published by Braven Publishing. K.L. Belvin and Tiffany Braxton Belvin. You know, it's an awesome book. 13 topics, just 13 poets. Wonderful. It's a good explosive book in poetry, assembling all these talents together. It's just truly a blessing. And also working on my last album, called South Christian Liner. I'm good on finishing things. you know, I'm working on that. I also do music production and also do songwriting. You know, it's a lot of things I'm doing. A lot of things I'm doing, just staying busy, man. Just staying encouraged, man. Just keep pressing, man, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on, because I know you're a busy man as well, and you're doing lots of things like that. Now, let's get into your topic for this evening. Because we also, I got to let you know, because we also going to have Faith Walker on, you know, as an artist, so y'all can hear his material, know exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it. He's doing it big, and we definitely gonna fill y'all in and let y'all know when he's coming back on to discuss about his music industry, his wordplay, his production, who he's dealing with. Matter of fact, the theme song, who was that done with? And I don't know if I said his name right.
Okay. It's Roddy's P of Warfield Records.
Roddy's
P and Warfield Records. Shout out to Full Blooded down there, Bolo, Durag. Shout out to them boys down there. But these are some brothers. You know, when I got out the game and everything, they just some brothers that just kept it real. And when I switched it up and just came spiritual, they just brother that just stays true because I stay real. So shout out to Roddy's P Warfield Records. He did the beat. The beat is bananas. He did the beat, and I heard the beat because I originally had another track that I produced. But when I got in the studio, and he said, I said, yo, what's that? He said, it's like 5 years old. I said, 5 years old? It don't sound like it. So he, you know, he threw some new strings or whatever on there, and he went in, and I just said, all right, I'm going to write something right now. Let's go. So, you know, so I did my homework, you know, prepared the sermon, and there you have it.
Wow. Yeah, it is. I ain't mad. I can't be mad at nobody. I played it. I was like, what? I don't think everybody from the team even heard it yet, the theme song.
it's good, man. I mean, a lot of people have been showing me love. They've been texting me. and they've been just saying, you know, they like the song and everything, man. They appreciate it, man. So, you know, shout out to what you and your missus, what y'all doing over there at GQ Palace, man. It's just a wonderful thing.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Now, let's get into your topic for this evening.
Hi.
What's the topic for this evening?
All right, the topic is even, you know, we're talking about the sisters now. We're talking about the sisters. I want to know the three different types of females. And I want you to comment on each. There's three different classes of the female breed. There are women, there are ladies, and there are queens. Ooh. Women, lady, and queens. I want the callers to call in and tell me, what's the difference between the three? What is a woman? What is a lady? What is a queen? How do you fit in that category? And what distinguishes you from the rest? So that's how we hitting them. So that's how we hitting them tonight.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at you about that because I want to hear it too. All right, Dons and Divas. The phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Faith Walker's topic or stand in line to hear the show. If you're on your PCs, like I said, the number, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. We actually have our first caller already. Faith, hold on for a minute.
Yeah.
Welcome to GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Who are we speaking to?
This is T.
Hey, T, what's going on?
Hey, how's everyone?
All right. Did you get a topic for this evening?
Yeah.
And what's your point of view on it?
It's pretty deep. Okay, that was a woman, a lady, and a queen. Is that what it was?
Woman, lady, and a queen, yeah.
Okay. Well, I would say a woman. Wait a minute. Maybe I need to go with the queen first.
Let me just spark. Can I spark you off, sister?
Sure.
All right. Now, a woman, I, you know, this is something I just, you know, I'm just not going to say too much because I don't want to get in trouble with the sisters out here. All right. But I'm going to just say a woman is, you know, any female could be a woman because once she leaves from being a girl, the next level she strives to be and recognizes is a woman. So, you know, when you're a little girl, your mom say, well, I want you to grow up to be a fine young lady. She never says she wants you to be a woman. She says she wants you to be a fine young lady. You know, so very few reach that mark of a lady. And you know what I'm saying? The lady is like sophisticatedness. She doesn't do the drop and load thing on the handstand thing. I mean, she'll dismiss you if you compare her to such. You see what I'm saying? And so a lady is very classy. And then the queen, you know, she changes the atmosphere. She'll take a $2 man and make a 20 out of him. And then make every other sister want him. You know what I mean? So just to spark it off.
I'm across by myself as a lady. I'm a graduate to the queen eventually, but I feel like I'm a lady because of who I am and what I am. You know, I hold my own. I'm an independent woman, lady, you know. I don't depend on nobody but the good man up above.
All right.
To see me through, you know. I've raised two kids. And, you know, I don't know. Ooh, that's deep. But I'm going to say I'm a lady right now.
If I make you upset, you still be a lady?
I'm still going to be that lady. You know, because we're going to talk about it. You know, instead of arguing about it or just me getting loud and rowdy with you about it, you know, I'm going to express myself about how I feel about it.
And why
go in on each other?
Right.
So you carry yourself as a lady, what you're saying, not?
Yes.
So you don't consider yourself a queen?
I said I'm graduating to the queen. I'm moving up the ladder now. I'm moving up the ladder.
But she being real, Rich.
Slowly but surely. I'm not gonna put myself at that plane right now. But I know one day I will be that point.
So what you consider, you know, more as a higher standard, a lady or a woman?
Which one, what?
Which one do you feel is more? Which one do you feel is more on a higher standard, a lady or a woman?
The lady. Because like you said, anybody can be a woman. You know.
Well,
so,
I think
I think that woman, like the lady, she get into an argument with a woman. She get in the street, she arguing with a woman. She ain't, first of all, the lady ain't going to argue with the woman. The woman going to be all out of whack, you know, just stressing and everything. The lady going to sit there in a nice suit and everything, and she going to look at her, and she say, you know what? I could take off my earrings. I could take off these heels, but I'm not going to do that because I got a business meeting to go to, and you about to go someplace else. And you go ahead and simmer on that. I'm going to go ahead and go to this meeting I got to go to. You take care, sister, you know.
Right, but a woman, they gonna go all out and they gonna go in on each other.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
that's why I'm the lady.
Okay, well, Miss Lady, you hold the line. We have another caller. We gonna bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
This is Vegas Williams.
I'm good.
I just came on the line, so can you just kind of tell me where you're at right now?
Okay, I'm going to leave that on Faith. Go ahead, Faith. You're in control right now.
You said where I'm at right now?
Well, what the topic? I just came
in.
The
topic is the difference between a woman, a lady, and a queen. Now, there's many females in the world. Let me just throw this back out there. There's many females out there in the world, and they all fit into these three branches. They're either a woman or a lady or a queen. Which one are you? Or you can begin to describe the three and how they differ from one another. Any angle you wish to approach it, you go ahead.
I am I'm all three.
Oh, all right.
So let me get this straight now. Let me get this straight. So any situation that arises, you'll dress accordingly.
Yeah, I will. First of all, I'm gonna be a queen to my man. Look, he's my Boaz. I'm gonna treat him like he's a king.
That's right.
I'm gonna be a lady when we're in public, and I'm gonna be a woman because I'm a mother. So I have to be a woman for my children. You know, I have to be that woman of the house. I have to take care of my house. I have to do what I'm supposed to do as a woman. Also, I'm supposed to be a woman for my man. So you know what? I'm all three.
You know, I like that. So you're talking about the strength of a woman. You're talking about the strength that lies in a woman that will cause her to get brolic on a person. You just take that strength and apply it to your home.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's situations where you get upset because that woman's going to come out. She's always going to defend herself. But you know what? I believe that a man knows how to tame a woman. Not so much tame her, but I believe that a man knows how to. If you got a good man and he's doing right for you, then you should be obedient to that man. You should be submissive. If he's doing right by you, there's no reason you should get out of yourself. You should get ugly. You see what I'm saying? And if you do, a man knows how to put you in check. And you should be woman enough to take it, especially if you're doing right by him.
All right, okay.
Your partner.
Okay.
You're supposed to, you're supposed to sharpen each other. If I see a flaw in you, I'm not going to, I may get a little upset. I may get quiet, but after a while, I may look at myself and say, you know what, you're wrong. I'm not afraid to say I'm sorry. I'm not afraid to look at myself and say, you know what, you need to fix that.
Okay.
So, what you feeling, Rich Money?
Yeah, that's how because I like the response. I'm feeling the response. But, okay, you said you all three. So, let me ask you, what if it comes down to you feel you got that? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, do you feel you got that persona where if your man wanted you to be classy, you'd be classy. If you was a thuggish female in the street with a guy, you'd be thuggish. Is that mainly what you're saying? Because you got to realize a lady, a woman, and a queen, those are three different statements. Those are three different personalities. Those three opinions for one.
A queen is submissive to her husband. She honors him. Right? A lady honors her husband. A woman honors her husband.
Okay, let me jump in here right quick with you. Okay. Now if you want to come to the angle as far as the man, now with the woman is woman, lady, and queen. With the male, you have boy, you have man, and you have king. So you see how, a boy can end up with a woman. They're compatible. See, that's why you see a lot of women, they'll deal with a boy. You know what I'm saying? Why, you know what I'm saying? Because while she at work, he'll drive a car all day. I know some sisters out there saying, oh my God, he went there. Yeah, I went there. But, so, you know, but man and lady are compatible. You know, because the man, he loves adversity. He know he has the skill and the intelligence. And he has that power to overcome. And then with the man, the family is first. The family is first. But man, he works and he builds. But see that, you know, a king and a queen can end up together because that king know he's a superior breed. He know who he is. But see, with that man, he know he has the skill and the intelligence. But the king, he know who he is. He know who he is. He's not reliant on what he can do. He know he has the mind to put things in order. So how would you come at that, sister?
Well, I agree. A man does know how to put things in order. A king knows how to put things in order. And a boy will act like a boy if you allow the boy to be a boy. But you know what? If you're a woman, you know how to control the boy.
Because
a woman is mature and a boy is immature, but a woman knows how to put a boy in place.
So why are so many sisters ending up with boys then?
Because they're nurturers. They're nurturing the boy. They're not helping him grow.
But see, if the first class of a woman is a woman, I'm not going to say she's a lower class, but I'm just going to say if the first class of the female is a woman, and then the first class of a male is a boy, then how we work there? All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking of being that lady.
You know,
T.D. Jakes had a song called "The Lady, Her Lover, and Her Lord." Right.
Okay.
A woman knows how to be a lady when she's supposed to be a lady. She knows how to conduct herself when she's with a man. She don't get all up in the flesh and get ugly in public and show up and stuff. That's not being a lady. That's gutter. You know, that's gutter. And I can't see myself getting up in somebody's face if I have a problem with that person. You know, I pray about it. I give it to the Lord.
Okay, so if a woman came up to you and she smacked you,
turn the other cheek.
How would you handle
turn the other cheek?
I'd turn the other cheek.
Come on now, are you serious?
Let me tell you something. I would walk away.
Well, I know some sisters in the church who will say, "Sister, I ain't there yet. I'm just gonna be 100%." So I know a lot of sisters in the church roll around on the floor and everything, and they will
but
tell you.
But you know what? Those sisters don't respect themselves, because you know what? Why would you lower yourself like that in public? That tells me that you don't think nothing about yourself. You don't think nothing about what people think about you. You're in the public eye.
I don't know.
If you're supposed to be a woman of God, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. If now, if you want to go in the street, be in the street.
So, in other words, you're going with the Martin Luther King instead of the Malcolm X.
Yes, I am a Martin Luther King fan. Yes, I am. I don't like to fight. Look, my motto is make love, not war. That's my motto. I don't like to fight. I don't like confrontation. I don't like it. It's just, I never did and I never will. I don't like it.
So give me your answer.
All right.
So you're in lady mode.
Yeah, I, I, I don't like to fight. I don't. I don't like confrontation. I don't like getting people's faces.
Right.
I don't. That's just not my character. You know, I may get upset and I may blow off the handle a little bit, but I don't get to the point where I want to slap somebody or, you know, I just, that's just not me. That's gutter.
Well,
that's
I'm going to say this. I'm a lady, but I'm not going to let a lady, another female come up and smack me. And I don't, it ain't no repercussion.
Well, that's you, though.
I mean,
that's you.
I'm saying me. It's going to be a repercussion. Especially
right.
You just come up and smack me.
Yeah, you know, I
know. I won't be able to turn on the key if you put your hands on. Now, words, I don't pay that no attention. But you just
but
come up and smack me? No, I can't promise you that. No.
I mean, that's a hard thing to, for somebody to just, like, avoid. You know, I honor you for doing it. I really do. Because who knows? They say, you know, the quietest person is the ones you don't mess with.
But that's, there you go. You hit the nail on the head. You watch for the quietest.
That's what they say.
Because you know what? If I get to the black point, now back in the day, if I saw black, it was a done deal. It was a done deal. That's why I said, if somebody slaps me, now I walk away. Because back in the day, my sister would go and tell people, don't mess with Michelle. Because if she sees black, you're done. You're cooked. So you know what? That's part of me. I had to lay to rest. So if someone does slap me, I walk away.
Hey, Rich, funny. You kind of felt that right
side.
There, didn't it? I said, you kind of felt. She said, back in the day. I said,
that's
so much for the lady. So much for the lady.
Now, what's the difference between back in the day to now?
Because now I've been staying for 30 years, so you know what? I don't get myself in situations where I need to get up in somebody's face or somebody gets up in my face. I know how to conduct myself as a lady. I don't put myself in that environment, number one. And number two, if I see smoke coming, I'm going in the opposite direction. I don't want nothing to do with it. But if you put yourself in that position, yeah, you're going to get slapped because you want it.
Oof. Okay, so my main focus here. Okay, this is my main thing. Because you said your sister would be like, if Michelle see black back then, what happens if Michelle see black right now?
Michelle don't see black right now because Michelle won't put herself in that position. And if I do get hot, I try to take myself out of the environment. If I do get upset, I try to take my. Look, ask Faith Walker. What do? I shut down. I get quiet.
But it could come to the point that you may not put yourself in that position, but it could happen where you end up in that position, not because of something you did, but just because of another jealous female or whatever the reason.
But you know what my mother says? You can't have no fire with no wood. Why put wood on the fire? Just God bless you and walk away.
That
takes
that
the fire out of
it.
The other person may want to fight, but if you don't give that person the opportunity, throw the punch. But you draw back, what you gonna do?
I mean, I understand.
It takes the fun out of the fight. Because the purpose of fighting is someone wants to beat you down.
If somebody punching you and you're not hitting them back and they keep punching you, that's making them feel like they're inferior. So they're going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
No, they may feel like you're inferior, but I know I got the upper hand because you know why? I walked away. I was woman enough to say, you know what? I don't need all that. You know what? That's not going to put any jewels in my crown. That's not going to make me feel good about myself fighting you. It just don't make me feel good about myself. It's just not worth it. It's not worth the energy.
So while you walking away, they steadily punching you, you're still going to just keep walking away?
Now, if it comes down to they steadily punching me, then you know what? I'm going to draw back. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm going to protect myself, but I'm not going to be stupid.
I don't believe you would sit there and let somebody
just
go upside your head.
you know, I'm going to defend myself.
I don't think that you will let somebody go upside your head just not defend yourself.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If it gets down to the point where you're really, you know what, you're really trying to really do some damage, then you know what, I'm going to defend myself. But if it's down to the point...
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna retaliate in the same way that they do. If I turn the cheek and they still come at me, well, you know what? Then I got the right to put my hand on somebody. But I don't believe in putting my hand on nobody.
Rich,
I just don't believe in putting my hand on nobody.
I want y'all to hold on. We have another call. I want to bring them on real fast, okay?
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Welcome. All right, Faith, it's all yours.
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Good, good, good. What are we talking about? I'm here.
Bad
a little.
And we talking about the difference between a woman, a lady, and a queen. A woman, a lady, a queen. There's three branches of the female, woman, lady, and the queen. How would you classify yourself as?
I am a woman, and I am a lady, and I am someone's queen.
Come on now.
Yes, I'm going to carry it off.
Hold on. We got another
one. Started something on this line now.
I also heard someone say, someone asked if you were to get slapped, what would you do? Wow. Although I am a lady and I am a queen and I am all of those wonderful things, but and I know that there's a couple of people out there that want to slap me. Wow, I would.
Oh wow.
I would try to avoid the confrontation. But I'm definitely not going to turn the other cheek if I'm physically slapped. Now, first of all, I got 911 on speed dial, and I don't need
come
any
on.
Cases against
come
me.
On. There you go.
But I want
there's wisdom.
In the field that I work in, I don't need any cases. However, I've been in the system in the past, so I definitely don't want to bring up any old stuff, you know. So I'm trying to walk right, and I'm also trying to, you know, I'm also trying to protect myself. So I will go the chain of command. I'll call 911 first. If the cops take too long and if someone slaps me in the face the second time, they're not going to get the chance to do it the third time because they're going to get the stiff arm, period, point blank.
You know, let me tell you, this is a true story. Now, this happened to me, all right? And this is why I say I would walk away. I had someone living in my house, her and her three kids, living in my house. I was taking care of her and her family, okay? They were homeless. She was my best friend. She got in my face and tried to slap me, and I was just like, you know, it ain't happening. You know what I did? I turned around, I shut the door, locked the door, and I said, when you cool down, I'll come out.
There you go.
When you cool down, I will come out. There you go. In my house.
Wow.
She was living with me. She was homeless. For her three kids, I took her in. She got mad at me, and she went to. I said, "No, not in my house. You won't." I turned around, went in the room with my daughter, locked the door, and I said, "Now, when you come down, calm down. I will come out." I said, "But you ain't gonna fight me in my own house."
Right.
You
wow.
You gotta do that in your house.
But no,
see,
that's why I said I will turn the other cheek.
But see, it's like this. A lot of the sisters coming on here and they're saying, well, I'm all three. Take it how you want it. Well, see, you got to say something like this. See, the woman, she'll probably go upside your head. And then the lady, she'll sue you. She'll sue you.
Uh-huh.
And then the queen, she'll nurse your wounds, take you to the hospital. You know? So you have your three right there. I mean, you.
Yep. There you go.
But you gotta pick one. You gotta pick one because you can't cut any way you cut it. You either more than the other. Which one is your dominant gene? Which one is your dominant characteristic?
Hmm.
So are you 50%? Are you 50% in all? You can't be 50% in all. And don't try to get smart and say 33 1/3 and all. Come on.
that's not right. How can we get all three? You can say queen.
I'm going to say
y'all got a little confused right now.
I'm going with queen. I'm going with queen.
Hey, Rich Money, we here.
I'm going with queen. So I don't know. I can't pick one.
All right, you know what? Hold the line. We have another caller. We're gonna bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Faith is on you.
All right, we're talking about the difference between a woman, a lady, and a queen. Woman, lady, and a queen. Which one would you describe yourself to be and the difference between the three? It's all yours, sister.
Well, actually, I was going to pick all three, but then I think you just said you can't have all three.
Come on, y'all.
Well, what is your dominant characteristic? What is your lead characteristic? Woman, queen, or lady?
I'm gonna have to say. Oh my gosh! This is hard. It's hard when you have to pick one.
This is gonna be thinking about this when the program over with. Am I a queen, honey, or am I a lady, or am I a woman? Well, I think I ain't gonna answer that.
But no, because to my husband, of course, I'm his queen. But if I have to pick one for myself, I'm gonna say that I'm a woman. But technically, I have all three in me. I'm all three, but if I have to pick one, I would pick a woman. As I was listening to the show, though, a part of me was questioning if I was a woman or not, though, because if someone smacks me, I'm a woman of God, but I'm still going to defend myself, and you don't have to smack me twice.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you know, if you smack me once, if you smack me once, you know, it's going to be a problem. You know, let's just say that's in the street. But in, like, my mind, it works.
Now, talk to Sister Michelle on this line, because she's saying she let somebody, you know, beat her down. And, you know, I ain't trying to lose her. You know, you understand what I'm saying? She actually, she said she turned up the cheek. I mean, you got work to do. I mean, come with you.
I mean, that's kind of hard to just turn up
the
cheek.
It is. It's
but you know
hard.
What? Like I said, if I was in a situation where I was getting beat down, I would have to fight that. I would defend myself.
But sis, would you wait until you're getting beat down before you defend
yourself? No, I wouldn't wait until I beat. Look, if I see that the girl ain't going to back up, then you know what? Then I'll, you know what I mean? I'll step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't
going to
get self-respect
for one. Exactly, that's my thing. You only have one time to take your hand and put your hand on.
My daddy was a boxer. He taught me how to box, so I know how to throw a good punch.
Well, see, with that being said, then, when somebody smacks you, you only got to lay one punch.
She said, you know how to throw a good punch.
No. Let me tell you
that
something.
That must be that one hit of quitter, huh?
If this way, somebody said something to me that was not nice, and before he knew it, he had a red a handprint on his face, and all the teachers could say was, you deserved it. Did he retaliate? No.
Yeah, because once they put their hands on you and you defend yourself one time, you don't have to worry about it a second time.
No, that's it. But as I'm saying, if it comes down to that, I would do it. Because I know I have a heavy hand. I have a heavy hand, I'll tell you. Anybody will tell you, I got a heavy hand. If I touch it, you're hurt.
Well, they should have thought about that before they smacked me.
Now, Sister Michelle,
I put my hand on nobody. My hand's a lethal weapon.
Yeah, but let me ask your sister something. The sister that just came on the line, right? You say you're a queen to your husband. Now, is the queendom unconditional? So if he cheats on you, are you still that queen? Are you still going to react like a queen? Or then that's when the women come out? Because you say you're all three.
That's when the woman's going to come out.
Okay.
That's what
I'm being honest.
Okay. You know, yes, I'm a queen to my husband, But if he goes out and he cheats on me or whatever the case may be, and it's something that's not kosher, then yes, that woman is going to have to come out of me. I can't say I'm going to put my hands on him because he's extremely large, and I kind of gave up fighting years ago. But I wouldn't put my hands on him, but that woman is going to come out. I'm not liable for what comes out of my mouth if something like that happens.
So is the queen, the woman that is a queen, is it a state of mind or is it an act? Is it an act or a state of mind?
It's both.
Both.
Hmm.
So, so you say you're just going to go to a woman. You just told me you're just going to go to a woman, though.
Oh, yeah, because when I go to a woman, that's a state of mind. That's a natural reaction.
But you don't have two minds. You don't have two minds, though.
No, I got one, but you know how you get the light bulb and the light bulb goes off? Like Sister Michelle said, they said, you know, back in the day when she sees black is over, see, you just pretend like seeing that black is turning into that woman.
Yeah.
I'm not liable for what happens. My thing is, if somebody does harm to me or they physically do harm to me, I don't feel that I'm liable for my reaction. You know, for my reaction that they get, I'm going to take a few seconds, I'm going to pray about it. I know it's bad, but I'm going to pray about what I'm about to do and ask for forgiveness before I do it, because I know that I'm going to do it. I know that's bad. I know it is, but I'm just saying.
Okay. So let me ask you something. This is a question I'm gonna throw out, and we still discussing the difference between a woman, a lady, and a queen. This is the question that I want to throw to the ladies on the same. See, I call y'all ladies, because y'all in between. Y'all don't know whether y'all woman, lady.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. No, I'm just picking at y'all.
You know you.
I'm just picking at y'all. But the question I want to throw out: how do a female who is a woman, how do she transition into being a lady? Okay? How do a woman transition to being a lady? Okay?
Okay,
I go from 40 ounces to one particular state. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to say that as a queen that I am, I'm already carrying with that title being a woman and a lady. So I'm gonna say that I am that queen. So there is no, I don't think there is a transition. When you carry the title that I carry, and God knows I am not boasting or bragging because he ain't finished with me yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. But as the queen that I now carry myself as, the woman and the lady also comes along with, you know. There is no transition. It's, you know, that being a woman and a lady helped me to get to the queen that I am now.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay, well, there's a lot of sisters who would care to beg to differ, and they would definitely solidify there is a difference between a woman and a lady.
Uh huh.
You know, there is a woman. Now I'm gonna tell you like this: Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama. Would you consider her a woman or lady? We ain't gonna go to the queen though. We ain't even gonna go to the queen yet. Let's work on this.
A lady.
So, okay, so why,
lady.
Now why is she a lady? Just
I
a lady.
I consider her queen. She's a queen.
No, he said we weren't going to the queen.
We
ain't going to the queen. See, we got to work on this with this woman and the lady first. Then we get to the queen. We see, we got to work on this. Yeah, we got to build our foundation first.
So what's your definition of a woman, lady, and a queen? What's your definition?
Oh, no, they trying to make it all about, you know, me. Right? Okay. I'm saying any woman, I mean, any female can be a woman. Any female can be a woman. Any female can be a woman. That, I mean, that goes without saying. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, she leads from being a girl to that next level, which is a woman. You're not born a woman. You're born a girl.
Uh-huh.
You transition into being a woman. Well, how do you transition? Based on your age? Yes. But another thing is your mindset.
And your maturity, though.
And your maturity. Now,
yes.
I remember years ago, an artist said something to this. He said something profound. He said, like most men who are boys, they go through their second childhood because they never transition into being a man. So it's the same thing with a woman who hasn't transitioned into being a lady. She's going through a scenario of going around and around and like in a wilderness mindset. Now, I don't knock a sister who's a woman. But my question was to you is that how do we transition from a woman to a lady?
experience.
There might be a sister out there that said, look, I ain't there yet. I'm not a lady yet. How do I get there? And if you are there, then tell me how to get there.
To me, it's experience. Wow. It's maturity. It's life itself. How you carry yourself, your demeanor, your... I'm not even going to say education, because I believe you can be all of that and not have a education, but be mature, you know. So I'm going to have to say that it's experience. You know, I believe experience is a teacher all by itself. You know, I think it's all, each person is so, each woman, each lady, each queen is different, because depending on what their life learned experience has been thus far, I think that determines where they are at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other sisters out there want to care to jump in?
I agree. I definitely agree. You when once you reach that level of maturity, you develop a sense of self worth that comes with more respect. You walk with a whole different swagger once you transform into.
See, now I got to jump in here now. See, okay, does a queen have swagger? Does a lady have swagger? Who has swagger?
A different woman.
See, y'all done got yourself in a pickle now.
No.
Uh-huh. She done messed him up.
We'll leave the swagger out.
A queen don't have swagger.
We'll leave that term out. We'll leave that term out. A different walk. You have a different walk, a different talk, a different way about yourself, a different way you carry yourself. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy, man.
Kind of threw me off with that one. You threw me way off.
I'm still trying to recover.
We're talking about the transition from being a woman to a lady. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
And we're leaving the queen out of it.
Might as well bring her into it, because you say you got swagger.
I use the wrong term, a different walk. There's a different walk. You walk different, even. You walk different. You talk different. You carry yourself.
Okay, so what's the with the high heel walk, then? Is that the case? When you throw in the
high heel?
The high heel
walk.
The high heel walk. What kind of walk is that?
So
females got the different walk. They throw the high heels on. Is that walk? They throw on the boots. Is that walk? You know. So
yes.
I'm trying to determine your terminology on this right here.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. There's definitely a different walk.
Depending on the shoes that you have on, naturally you're not going to walk the exact same way. You know.
Right.
Because you do. You know. It's your feet are flat. So therefore, your feet are flat and flat on the ground. When you put on heels, depending on the type of heels that you put on, that's more of an arch in your foot. So therefore, you are going to have a different walk. It's not going to be, it's not going to be completely different, but you are going to have a different walk. There's some women that walk stank. When they put heels on, they walk stanker. But it's how they want to walk for themselves. It's like, if a man can put on some high heels, let's see how the man will walk.
So does a queen wear high heels? Does she wear like Patti LaBelle type 6.5-inch pumps, stilettos and all that? Does a queen wear that?
Yes, why not?
I'm asking why not.
That's a preference. That your shoes are your preference.
Okay.
I'm 35. If I could put on these some 6-inch stilettos and it goes with what I have on, I'm going to put it on. Now, when I'm going to church on Sunday morning, I'm not going to have those on.
See, you done made this personal. It was never personal. See, she said me. I didn't say you. I'm saying, how would you know a queen if you saw one? If you ain't had nothing to go by, if you ain't had no vocal communication between you and that sister, how would you classify a queen? If the lights are off or whatever, how would you classify a queen? Give me your definition.
The lights are off. The lights is off. I can't see it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you got to catch. You got to catch that.
Come on,
woman of God, you got to catch that.
I can't see her.
Don't get Nicodemus for me now.
But I can't see her. But I will be able to hear her. And I'm gonna have to go with her vocabulary. I'm gonna have to go how she's communicating with people. I'm gonna have to go with all of that if I can't see you. Because if I could see the person, I could tell you a queen if I see one.
Yeah, but queen has light. Huh?
Yeah, but we in the dark.
But you said you a woman. You said you all three, so you got to have light.
Oh, you said in the dark. This is not no trick question. Don't even try it. If you are in the dark,
that queen is going to shine. She's going to shine.
Oh.
I'm giving the blank stare right now.
You are getting the blank stare in the evil eye.
Oh, man. Now, we got
you're
much love.
You're bringing a woman out of me. No.
Oh. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Okay, but I have a question. I have a question for the I'm not sure which one it was, but the woman that allowed someone to live with her, and the lady, you know, wanted to fight her in her home. What did she do?
She locked herself in her own house.
She closed the door and went to the other room.
Yeah, so she did.
Should have made her calm down.
Until she calmed down.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
But this was in her own house.
Oh, okay. Right. And how, sis, how did that work out for you? Did they calm down? Did the lady calm down? I'm just curious.
Did she feel on it?
Because me, I think I would have to physically remove some people. Myself.
Oh, she gone.
Oh, she gone.
Wow.
I don't know if I could do that, though. I think if someone was disrespectful to me in my house.
I think you're talking to Williams. Michelle is still there, ain't she?
I'm still here.
Michelle's still there.
It's Michelle.
Okay.
How did that work out for you? You know, you let the lady, you know, she was upset and stuff in your household, and you shut yourself in your own room?
Yeah.
How did that work out? Like, did she calm down?
Oh, yeah. She knew she had a secret.
See, woman of God, you good, and I hope that when I get to where you are, I hope that I can conduct myself the way that you have, because I think that me personally, I would have to physically remove from people, and she wouldn't sleep in my house. So I hope that one day I get to it the way you are. I want to be just like you and Michelle Obama.
All right.
I think it's just the evangelist in me. I just have a heart for souls. And I know when people have gone through trauma in their life, they don't, you know. I mean, I know her heart. I knew she didn't mean me any harm, you know. And I think she just struck out in pain, you know. So I kind of, you know, I just have a heart for people. I don't want to see anybody hurt or suffering, you know.
Well, that's understandable too, but I don't think it's anybody that don't let themselves suffer of a situation like that, but you was good about it. She was real good about it.
So that sister, was she behaving like a queen, a lady, or a woman?
No, she wasn't behaving like any of them.
Well, what was that word that you said the other night?
She's behaving like the fleshly woman. That's what she's behaving like. She was behaving in her flesh. She was acting out of her flesh. She was like a woman. She wasn't a lady and she wasn't a queen.
But see, this is the point where I was saying about the three classifications, because all three of these different females are governed by a different set of laws. That's the jewel there that you got to realize. And that these three females are governed by three different principles. See, the queen, she's governed by a whole set of laws. She'll take the drama, she'll take the pain, she'll take the hurt, and she'll analyze it. If you come to her with drama, she'll adjust accordingly. She'll roll with the punches. Because, see, the punches ain't going to come to her. She'll roll with them because she have that wisdom that's necessary to address that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that.
All right.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Rich, they all like that. That's a problem.
Uh-huh. Something ain't right there. That's
something ain't right there.
One night.
Yeah.
But,
so I guess I have to answer the question, right? I guess I categorize myself as a woman.
Okay.
Wow.
That covers all the bases, because a woman can be a lady and a woman can be a queen, so I'm going to say I'm a woman.
Hmm. Okay, that's understandable. Well, at least we got one answer. We still got a couple more to go, don't we?
No, I said woman. I said woman. And I said lady.
All right, you said that.
All right, so Mr. Walker,
all right.
We said she a lady. Mr. Walker, I said, Mr. Walker, what kind of lady says she's a lady?
Oh, this lady is sophisticated.
I said, work on the lady that says she's a lady.
She's a lady? Work on the lady, she's a lady. Okay. I mean, I can, give my input on the lady.
Okay.
I mean, the lady is just sophisticated. I mean, the lady is sophisticated. I mean, she don't govern herself by the laws of a woman. A lady is, she don't go in corporate America and become corporate. She's already corporate because she's in a corporation by herself. You understand what I'm saying? She's a company. She's a company. So when you come into her presence, you're coming into a structure. You're coming into structure, So if you try to come at her on the level of a gangster chick or a thug girl or some girl that just, out there like that, she will dismiss you off top. And then she won't even entertain what you're going to say next because you just violated the code of her company.
There you go.
She adjusts drama, but she knows who she is. She knows who she is. She's classy. She's classy. So often sisters would be like, well, I'm a lady in this form of fashion to my man, but I'm a woman out there in the street, but I know how to balance the two. But see, you gotta say something, because every woman is not born a queen. So that's where, and not every woman is born a lady. It's an adjustment. You have to, now some women, they make the jump and bypass a lady and just say, I'm queen. I'm queen. That's who I am. And some women just say, you know what, I'm lady. Because I got a different audience to go to. I got a different structure of people to go to. So that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree with you on that one.
So it's a lady, it's a woman. It goes queen, woman, and then lady.
Now it's woman, lady, then queen. You see, when a female is born, she is born as a girl, and then she transitions into a woman. As she leaves the house of mom and daddy, whatever, or however it goes, once she becomes of age, she becomes a woman, whether she want to or not. Whether her mind is right or not, she's a woman. So her mind ain't even got to be right, but she's a woman. She's a woman now. But see, on a man's side of things, a man, he could be 25, 27, he could be 42, 40, 55, and be a boy. yep. your boy.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So that's how you come at that. But a man, when a sister said, "I got me a man, girl," she's saying something. She's saying, I got structure. I got stability. He puts the family first. He's a builder. He works with his hands. So now, who is compatible with a man? A lady. A lady is compatible with a man. So who's compatible with a king? Of course, a queen. Because if you put a king with a woman, there's going to be instability there. Because the woman might want to just go into the club, pop some bottles, party, drop some dollars. And then the king at home, he's reading books. He's reading books and trying to figure out how to tackle corporate America on a higher level. But he hooked himself up with a woman who didn't know how to make that transition yet. She ain't there yet. But he went off what he saw in the physical. He went off and saw in the physical, you know. So, but that's when he brought error into his kingdom. That's when he brought error in that.
Well,
I don't
want to
go ahead.
I'm a lady, people. I'm just saying. I'm a lady, people. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it was a great topic tonight. What's your final thought on the topic?
hey, just, you know, I just challenge everybody, man, all the sisters, when you get in your private time, you get in your closet, your prayer closet, anything, just begin to ask yourself, am I a woman, lady, queen? Now, you might say, every woman is a lady or queen, but it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. It's more spiritual and it's more jewels involved in that. Because if you're a queen, you're radiant, you're shining some type of light. And that light you shine as a queen is going to draw another sister who may be down and out. So what Sister Michelle did when she brought that sister in her house, that was queen tendency. That was the characteristics of a queen, bringing that sister into your home and showing her that love, showing her that's what a queen does. But she wasn't there. That sister who she brought in her home, she wasn't there. She wasn't a queen. So she couldn't identify the characteristics. She couldn't identify the behavior of a queen. She didn't know that a queen was extending royalty to her. And so be very careful when you know about the people that you're extending royalty to and what kind of mind they're in. In Jesus' name.
Wow, wow. So this was just a magnificent topic, babe. And all y'all females out there, I'm the one to let y'all know, I consider y'all all women, but my baby is a queen. I'm sorry. I can't do that. Anybody listening? Oh, everybody's a queen to you? You know, but no. I respect all females to the highest. And you know what, Faith? I want to thank you for joining us on this topic. Let us know a little more about you before we even end the topic. Tell us about what's going on with you again. Because we got more callers on the line.
Like I said, I'm in Wordplay 2, Foundation of the Soul by Braven Publishing, with the publishers Tiffany Braxton Belvin and KL Belvin, some awesome people, man. Took me underneath their wings, man, when I was doing my darkest time, man, and I just really bless God for them. And I'm also working on my last music project. You know, it's my last offering to the Lord, South Christian Liner, you know, so you can just check that out. It'll probably be released at the end of this year. And I'm also working on the autobiography, detailing everything, all my mess, all my vultures, all my skeletons, all that stuff I'm putting in the book, hoping it can bless somebody. And definitely the Jews you heard spoken tonight, definitely going to be, you know, sharing a lot of secrets to the sisters about, you know, what kind of spirit that a man operates in when he's trying to game you, when he's trying to run you. Because I used to be that dude, real greasy, real slick. You know, I was real filthy. So I made a vow that I was going to edify and build up the sisters every chance that I get. So that's one of my missions. So that's where we at. And if you wish to get in contact with us, you can contact Evangelist Michelle. You can contact her at Interpraisement Media Group, hushmail.com.
Hush.com.
Hush.com,
yeah.
Oh, okay, hush.com. Amen. So you can definitely drop something right there. She'll get it, and, you know, and if you wish to have any of us speak at your organization, just holler at us, you know. We in this together.
You know what, Faith? You know, you're welcome anytime, like I said. And you know, we still going to talk about that business we got going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what?
Definitely, it's an honor and privilege to be on your show, man.
No doubt. So I want you to know that I'm going to keep in contact with you. I'm going to go back to the show anyway. We're going to talk. So we got to talk about it anyway. All right?
Definitely.
All right. For sure. Thanks, Walker.
Bless
Donald.
Shalom.
Jesus.
Good.
All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist, LaQuila. And she got some fire for y'all. I'm going to tell you, we're going to play her smashing single, Pop It Slow, and find out what's her inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here glowing and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here glowing and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu said he's stunting.
Hey.
Lulu by the business.
Ow.
Lulu wants something.
Okay.
So Lulu go and get it.
Right.
Next batter up.
Okay.
And Lulu don't miss it. Stepped out like I'm winning. Oh, my hair and nails did it. And
ow.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Uh-huh.
Elevated from the haters.
Right.
I be looking like I'm floating.
Okay.
Make them burn them up. So it's time to get it toasted.
Do it.
I lit it and light it and love it. Now I'm more focused.
Lulu.
High up in the air. High up in the air.
Okay.
I look like I'm the motherfucking flyers up in here.
Right.
Flew to my boobs like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings, try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Ow.
Watch my own ass, who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money.
Uh-huh.
Lulu by the pastries
okay.
when they come to cake.
Right.
Lulu got the bakery,
ow.
Got the total package.
Uh-huh.
Certified the shit.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to hit, get the game of fresh kids.
Okay.
Cause I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
Ow.
The shoes and outfit, match the bag that I'm holding.
Okay.
Never trying hard,
try.
Cause it's easily they know it.
Okay.
Love me in a mini,
uh-huh.
cause the booty out is poking.
Yeah.
Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got.
Okay.
They ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot.
Problem.
Ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch. Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ.
Ow.
We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call it Thomas says and play whatever we play. Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
All right, Donkey Jesus, welcome back to DC College. With me right now, I have up and coming artist LaQuila. I hope I'm saying the name right. LaQuila, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, am I saying your name right?
I am Quilla, the R&B singer, but it is Quilla. LaQuila.
Oh, it's LaQuila, but you just took out the L.A. So I'm saying it right, though.
By the
I mean, okay. All right, all right. That's why I wanted to make sure. Well, I want to thank you for
yes.
joining us this evening. And you know, to fill you in, I just had to let you know we've just been playing your song for like the past couple of weeks now. I want it all.
You haven't planned me up?
Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
what's
yes. You want it on a CD and everything. That song is like, whoo. I'm
that's
like,
what's
wow.
up.
Yes. Now, how did you come up with your name?
Quilla the R&B singer. Actually, my son gave it to me. He said, Mom, you should call yourself Quilla the singer. Actually, Quilla is my real name, but it's Love Quilla. But, I kept Quilla, and then he was like, name yourself Quilla's R&B singer, my oldest son.
Wow.
So I've just been going with it ever since.
Oh.
So actually, that's how I got my name, from my son.
Now, I know in 2009 you released your first solo title, Quilla. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, my first album was really an introduction of me, of like who I am and just touching the music scene with some of the, like, I wrote all the songs on the album,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of one, and it was just nothing but really an introduction of who I am as a singer, songwriter, artist, and just introducing the world to me as Quilla. So, it was pretty hot. I'm going to have to get that to y'all.
Yes, you have to definitely get it to us.
Yeah.
Now, you compare your styles to like a Missy Elliott and Little Mo wrapped in one.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to us.
A lot of people say I sound like Missy Elliott. I mean, Little Mo, because I got that high voice. See, you can't tell right now because I'm kind of laid back and quiet. But when I sing, you know what I mean? I got a big voice when I sing, but my style is more... I'm more upbeat hip-hop R&B artist, kind of like hip-hop. My swag is a little different, so. And then a lot of ballads. I don't do a lot of love ballads. I do a lot of real, you know, I'm talking about real situations, but, like, I like a lot of up-tempo beats, so I don't do a lot of love songs. So, Missy Elliott, I got her swag, liking her.
Okay. Now, what actually made you get into singing?
I grew up singing in church, but I did. I started with one of my friends, they heard me sing. I used to sing in school choir, and gospel choir, you know, at church. But actually, I started doing some background for some local artists, and they had me singing hooks. And then I started writing them hooks, and then it started from there. And then I just began writing. Then I just sat down and just started writing my own songs, and really got the nerve just to come out solo on my own, to step out. So I wrote me a whole album and recorded it, and that was my... my first solo album, Quilla, that I came out with. So I got a lot of collabs with a lot of people. So with a lot of local artists.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
Where I started at. And I've been going now, ever since.
Ooh, okay. Now, considering the fact that you used to be in a church choir, and
mm-hmm.
I know that probably was dealing with your parents, how did they feel about,
mm-hmm.
about the fact of you turning from gospel to R&B?
No, it was pretty much, they just was pretty supportive of me. Like my mom, I had a single mother, so they was always into church. I was always into church, but nothing. She never downed me or said it was wrong or anything like that. She just always supported me. She even goes to my shows now, and she still goes to church. So I just got that real strong support of, you know what I mean? She's real support.
So what is your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
There's nothing coming on just to get my music, like, worldwide. But basically, I've been working on just doing a lot of songwriting. And actually, I've done some writing for a couple majors. I ain't gonna say, just call them out right away. But I've been doing some songwriting for some big people in the background. So I've been doing a lot of that stuff. But my main goal is just to get my music out here and get it heard around the world. So I got some good music. I got some
real music. I know.
But no, I got some real good music. I got a style like nobody else's. I got some real good music. Y'all need to hear it. I need to get it out here. So just to show people, like, there's still real R&B artists out here that's doing real music and doing real things. So that's
my
goal.
What I want to do right now, I want to get into your single. I want it. Oh, I got to find that first. That's my joint on it. We got it.
That's,
you know, we do promotional CDs and we send them out to everybody. I already got that one written down. I'm going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I got it down there already. So,
you got
to
check them. That's what's up.
I got it down. So when we send out the promotion, you know, Deacon Powell, we send out the promotional CDs, and we send like to Brooklyn and everywhere like that. You know,
uh-huh.
free, just get them out, let people hear the
okay.
artists and everything. You know, and the DJs
right.
and all that. I got
mm-hmm.
that joint on there already. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I got it on.
You already got it.
I got it. I'm trying to check.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Play it.
Let's hear. Let them hear about that single. Yeah, let's tell us a little bit about it before we play it.
Before we play it,
yeah,
what you want to know about it, what you need to know.
Okay. How long did it actually take you to write it? Who produced it? What's the meaning behind it? How did you come up with the title?
Actually, I was in Indianapolis with some friends of mine. I was actually shooting a video, but we go down there and hang out sometime in the studio. And I had a producer by the name of Chris Kelly. He's a producer down there. We just happened to be sitting in the studio, and I told him to make me a track right quick. And so as he was making it, I just started writing off I mean, the words just came off the top of my head. Like, I just wrote it, like, instantly wrote it right there. It didn't take no time. I wrote it in, like, 15 minutes. So he said, you want to come back and record it? I'm like, no, nah, we can record it right now. So we went in and dropped the song and everything right then and there. Like, in less than 2 hours, it was a done deal. So it wasn't a really inspiration of the song. It was just kind of that studio vibe. Just what attracted me to. So I wanted out. So I got to thinking about, like relationships. Like, like everybody want to be in a relationship and want to be in love. You want to get married. You want that big ring. But sometimes it ain't even all about that in order for you to have everything you want in life. It always don't take a ring because a ring ain't always the ring ain't always make everything right. So I want it out. Even you don't got to give me a ring. Just love me the same with or without.
Right. But we're going to get into that right now.
That's what's up. Let's play it.
This is my joint right here.
I want it out.
All right.
I want it
out. Here's some fire by Quilla. I want it all. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's fire, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Oh, man.
That's hot.
Look at
that hot. I love that song. I love it myself. Every time I hear it, I don't
right
play it all the time, but I like
that
it.
That is
that's a nice song.
Yes, it is. We actually have a call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on real fast. And I do have some more questions I'd like to ask you. Hello. Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. That was nice. The beat.
Thank you.
Everything. Everything was on point. And I just want to say, keep up the good work and keep the man up above first. As
yes, ma'am.
I know you will. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I will. And I always keep God first in everything I do, no matter what I'm thinking about.
I heard that. I heard that.
That's always.
That's
and I thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Quilla, let me ask you. If you had the chance to open up for anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Cool. Anybody in the music industry?
Anybody, any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
You said somebody that was out now? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's hard. If I could open for anybody. I can't even say off the top of my head. Right now, I open for anybody. It didn't matter. But if I could open for anybody, I'd be out. Probably with Keisha Cole. That's my girl. I like her. Everybody says she can't sing, but I like her.
Keisha Cole, she got all right voice.
I like her, man.
Yeah.
I like some stuff she like about. She got some real stuff. If I could, I'd rock out with her.
What's the worst thing about being an up-and-coming artist to you?
It's hard to get out here. Keeping that drive alive and just keeping it going. You know what I mean? Just keeping it going, keeping it. Trying to find outlets, just trying to build relationships. That's probably the hardest thing. The singing, songwriting, all that is easy. Just getting connected with the right people to get yourself out here and heard. But you gotta keep at it. You gotta keep striving and just keep moving. Because if you stop and fall down, eventually you're gonna quit. So me, that's probably just like the hardest, just trying to break into it. So, but I do a lot of traveling. I travel all over. I do a lot of shows and stuff. So.
So
I got pretty good ground laid. So,
what you consider the best thing about being an artist?
The best thing is singing in front of people, letting people hear my music, let people see me for who I am, what I am. That's the best thing about being an artist. Plus, I can write anything. I like all kinds of music, so I can write any kind of music. So, that's my best thing about being an artist: traveling, getting out here, and just touching bases with the fans and all that, like up close and personal. That's what I like about being an artist. That's my favorite thing because I'm a people person. So I like to know, hear people talking about my music, and it's nice to know that you walk up, people just come up to you and be like, they know who you are when you least expect it. That's a good feeling right there. People actually paying attention to your music and know who you are.
So let me ask you, what exactly are you looking for in the music industry? Something independent or something major?
Really, I want my stand independent. Independent is more like more grounded. I like to stay well grounded. And I like to see where my real fans are. You know, touch base, get down here with my real people and just stand, making music, just keeping my music real. I don't want to be turned into something that I'm not, and I want my music to be portrayed for what it ain't. So really like staying independent. I want to be underground. I really want to remain the indie artist. But with that, you know, I make that decision if it ever comes to that. So right now I want to stay indie, independent.
So let me ask you, have it come to that point yet where you ever got that stage fright feeling where you got throwing the dark shades and...
Every now and then I get that. Especially if I had one too many drinks. But every now and then I do, but then again it's like adrenaline, like you can't wait to get out on stage and just let people hear your stuff, hear what you got, because I can sing for real. I'm a real singer. I don't sing, you feel me? I'm a real singer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get out there and just blow them away, everybody be looking, that little voice came out of you, because I'm so little, and I got a big old voice, so a lot of times they'd be surprised when I get up there and I get to blow them away. So I get shy every now and then, but most of the time I'll be ready. I stay ready now.
So where do you see your success, let's say, 3 years from now?
Say it again.
Where do you see your success 3 years from now?
Success, hopefully I'm known worldwide 3 years from now. And that I'm really leaning on to being a songwriter. As I want to play more in the background and be a songwriter. So hopefully I'll be done sold some big songs or wrote for some big people in 3 years. So that's where I basically see myself. Know me as an artist, but I'm leaning more toward the songwriting. Because I want people to know who I am, but I'd rather just fall back and be behind the scenes.
Okay, I want to get into another one. Okay, I want to get into another one of your singles, Pop It Slow.
Okay. Pop It Slow.
Tell us about that one.
Pop It Slow. Oh, no, I wrote that in the kitchen, Pop It Slow. I thought I needed a clubby song. You know, everybody want to drop it like it's hot and back that thing up. So I came up with Pop It Slow. And it turned out actually to be a good song, Pop It Slow. So I also got a video to go with Pop It Slow now up on YouTube. Y'all look it up. YouTube, Pop It Slow, back with the R&B singer. Got a good video to go to it. So.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to let you introduce it.
All right. Coming up on GQ Palace, it's my new single that's out, Pop It Slow, written by me, sang by me, Quilla the R&B singer. Y'all can catch the video up on YouTube, Quilla the R&B singer, Pop It Slow. So right now, we're going to get into Pop It Slow, and y'all can see what I'm talking about. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
president.
Now, who does you got one certain producer, or do you use random producers?
No, I work with all different producers. Anybody send me something I want, or I like, I'm very picky. I like certain stuff I like, so I work with a lot of different producers. So I like getting tracks from all over. I don't like just sticking to one person.
Now, what you see different from your last CD compared to this one? What do you see that's going to be different from it?
From my last CD. My last CD was more up close and personal about Quilla. This CD is more about, it's more out about fun and like real situations. Just saying what's on my mind, basically. Like the things I see or situations, different situations I see my sisters or myself go through, and it's more of like a, like that type of CD, this CD that I'm coming out with. So basically I've been doing just like singles until I get ready to drop the whole album. So I'm working on that. So that CD is going, that's how that CD is going to go, this one. My next upcoming CD.
Now let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Got some artists that feel like their material is more qualified than some of the other artists that's out now. On a level 1 to 10, where would you actually put your material?
I'm going to say my material is like an 8. I'm going to say an 8. Because I ain't heard nothing like far as the way I write. I'm yet to hear something about that's anybody that writes like me. I'm like, I have a whole nother kind of style. I don't even know what to call it, because I have a lot of guys coming to me and say, where do you come up with this stuff at? And so it's like I put it at an 8, because they do. They be like, where do you come up with this stuff? And I just kind of take, put my personality or like my everyday life and just like the type of person, my characteristics into my music. So I got some good stuff.
And what age group are you trying to get? What age limit are you trying to reach?
My age group would be probably, would range from like maybe 21 to 35, like geographically right now. Maybe 21 to 35, but in the 30s, somewhere in the 30s. That's my age range, so. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting there. I got you. What's your age group? I got you, so what's your age group?
My age group?
Yeah.
I have all listeners. I have them from 16 and up.
Okay. I said, nah, what's your age? Let me get at that. What's your age? If you're in my age group.
I'm 21.
Yeah, all right. 21. Okay. You 21. That's all good then. I think I'm 21 to 35. So you good then. That's what's up. No, that. 21.
You know, because you caught me off guard with that one. You really caught me off guard with that one. No. But, okay, you have a lot of things going on. Now, how do you balance everything out, though?
Do I balance everything?
Considering you have your family and everything, how do you balance? Considering your family and everything, how do you balance everything out? The traveling, the doing the songs, the going on stage, you know. It's a lot you have to do. How do you balance it all out?
A lot of time I don't even think about it, but you know I got a lot of family support, and I got my own kids. I'm a single mother, single parent, but I still always find, God always make a way for me to do things I need to do necessary and the things that I want to do. He always make a way for me. But I got, like, strong family support. Like, anytime I need to go, anytime I need to be on the road, they have to have me 100%. If they got to take the kids, if they got to make sure I get here, get there, I got everything I need. Like, my family. My family, really, is my strong support. See, I love my family because they always got my back. So that's how I get a lot of places I go, because they hold me down at home while I'm out here on this road and things like that. And they always make sure I got everything I need. I don't have to go out looking outside and ask nobody for nothing. They give me everything I need, and I'm blessed for that. Very blessed.
As long as you have that support.
Yeah, very blessed.
So, like, So, like, what would be the next step for you, you know? What would be the next step for Quilla? After the music, you know, what would be the next step?
After the music? Well, I just want to do a lot of songwriting. I'll lay back and do songwriting. So I got a lot of things to fall back on. I'm a hairdresser, so beautician I can do. There's a lot of things I can do after my music, but write some songs and raise my kids, and that's about it. Just be with my family.
Basically,
You let the people know my lines is flooded. You let them know about your hair design thing that you got going on as well. My hair, see, I gotta put my hair down because I've been doing my music. Now, see, I got my special clients on the side that I come back and I get a hold to that they keep in touch with me, that I take care of when I'm home. But most of the time, I'm gone. It's got to be warm, so I'll be gone like most of the summer. So I'll be out here on this road and pushing my single and my CD and collabing, and I'll be doing a lot of things when after it get warm. So my hair thing is kind
Okay, go ahead. I
want to
get another one of your singles, Secret Lovers.
All right, what else you got?
Secret Lovers. Mm-hmm.
Secret Lovers. See, Secret Lovers ain't what you thinking it's about. I ain't about talking about freaking around and loving somebody's secret. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people standing next to you and smiling your face. And you know what I mean? To talk about behind your back. That's what Secret Lovers is. I'm talking about your haters. And we all got them, haters. Maybe your family, your friends. When it comes to my music, they talking about they love my music, but in the same token, you be talking about me to somebody else. Secret Lovers. Mm-hmm. I don't get out like that. So that's how Secret Lovers came about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well, we have a caller. I want to bring this caller on real fast before I play this video. Is that all right? All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Bring him on.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Caller. Hello.
Okay,
hi,
we hear you now.
Hello.
Now we hear you.
Sorry. I had to mute myself. Question for you, Phyllis.
Uh-huh.
If you couldn't do music at all, you couldn't write music, what would you do?
Well, I'd be doing hair, because that's what I'm good at. I would be doing hair.
Okay. And are you traveling? I think you're traveling right now.
I usually get on the road when it gets warm.
I usually
get on the road doing a lot of shows and stuff. So,
all right. And if someone wanted to come and see you perform, like where are you going to be performing once you get formed?
Or you can look up. I got you can go to my website www.thenameisquilla.com, and I have like all my show schedules, and I have all my links to anything you want to know or where anywhere that I'm going to be. You can just go right to my website, and look it up. And follow me there.
Okay, and are you on like Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. When you go to my website, www.thenameisquilla.com, all my links are there. My Facebook, my Twitters. I got a Reverb Nation where you want to go and hear all my music. All those links are on my website page. So you can click on any of those links and follow me anywhere. You can basically see everything that I'm doing, honey.
Well, I'm definitely a fan. I love it.
Thank you.
And you're right. You sound original.
I really appreciate
it. No one out there that sounds like you.
See, I told you. Now, where are you at? Now. I told you. Nobody sound like me.
Like
see? You just heard me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Nobody following me. I got some good music. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I got some good music out here. Y'all ain't seen nothing.
Well, you got to make sure you get those glutes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta make sure you get a step on. And now I want to get into your single, Secret Lover.
Like
all right, Guns and Divas. Here's some more fire by Quilla. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
GQ Palace, baby.
It's butter, baby.
What you say? It's butter, baby.
It's butter, baby.
It's butter. This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Thank you.
You were singing background for several years, and you was writing and singing hooks.
Mm-hmm.
What actually made you decide to come out and start your own thing?
Oh, no, I've always been like a shy person. But, you know, recently, like 2009, I really just started getting out really singing. Like, a lot of people don't know, like, that I really could sing. Like, so when I started coming out of the shadows, I guess I started writing a lot of songs and trying to find people to sing songs instead. Well, I found somebody else to sing and I'm just as good. So then I just got up the guts to start pay for me some studio time and just start getting a feel for the studio and just started, had a lot of songs I had written and just started recording. So again, that kind of like brought me out. I'm still a little shy here and there, but I done came a long way. Came a long way now. And now I'm out here just tearing them up. You hear me?
Okay. I hear you.
You hear me, y'all?
In three words, describe Quilla.
Aquila.
That's three words.
I'm fun, I'm smart, and I'm always carry myself like a lady. Always. That's Quilla. I'm funny. I don't take no stuff, but I always carry myself as a lady. Always.
Let me ask you. Do you have problems with doing collabos? Like, you know, some artists is, you know, up and coming artists, they have a problem with doing stuff with like certain MCs. Is there a certain style that you look for when you want to do a collabo with somebody, or you just flow with, you know, what format and style that they have?
Yeah, basically it all depends. But I like, when I collab, I don't like to just collab just to be feeling like you just want a song with me. You know what I mean? I like to collab with people that's like doing, making real moves and doing real things and making real music. Like, because I know you're going to be on your grind, and I know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind to work with anybody that's out here working just as hard as me. So I kind of like look for artists that want to do collabs. Everybody hit me up for collabs all the time, but I always like to check them out and see exactly what they're doing and how they're moving and their goals and exactly what they're doing. Because I'm just not going to be putting in work just to be putting in work. You got to be doing something with your music. So basically, I can write any kind of music, any kind of hooks, from pop to whatever. But basically, that's what I look for when I'm doing a collab with artists, when artists want to collab with me. Got to be putting in that work.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of artists give back to the community and everything, you know, let's say they get up there. Is that one of your goals to do as well?
Yeah, I want to do me a charity for maybe like the teenage girls, like maybe for the teenager girls that's coming up that don't have any, like, anybody to lean on and tell them, you know, about carrying themselves. Like, ladies nowadays, most of these kids are raising themselves, and like young girls are, you know what I mean, having babies at 14 and 15, and I want to get involved in something like that. I already got my name, like Girls to Pearls, that's going to be the name of my little organization. And I got another little thing I got coming out called Yingu, like Never Give Up, no matter what, you know what I mean, as far as these kids go. Because I know most of them raising themselves, they ain't got no guidance or nothing out here. So I really want to be involved with the young ladies, just showing them how to carry themselves and hygiene and just all that different stuff, and about just about their bodies, keeping their bodies to themselves and not letting these little boys take over their little bodies and putting them out here like that. So that's what I really want to be involved in. That's what I really want to do.
Now, if you had to compare yourself to any singer, who would you compare yourself to?
If I had to compare myself to, you said, to who? Any person?
Yeah. If you had to compare yourself to a singer out there, who would you compare yourself to?
A singer? I really don't know. Because I don't like to compare myself with nothing. But if anybody I could compare myself to, is, I don't have anybody specific. I don't have anybody that I would compare myself to.
Okay. Now, I ask a lot of artists that, because I feel like if you have to compare yourself to somebody, you're not original.
Yeah.
It's like a question, but it's like a trick question, but in a way, it's a truthful reality question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got some artists that feel... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if you're constantly comparing yourself with somebody else, then you ain't allowing yourself to be your own self. If you always got to compare yourself to this and that, and instead of becoming your own individual artist or your person or your own individual, being an individual. So I don't compare myself to nobody. I let the people decide that. So.
Okay. Now, do you have any events coming up anytime soon or anything?
Well, actually, yes, I got a live show with my band Premium Blend. Actually, that'll be in Dayton, Ohio, here. That's next weekend. I'm doing a live show here, like an unplugged show. So that'll be in Dayton, Ohio, at Club Aquarius. If anybody who's listening that's in Dayton, Ohio, or want to come to Dayton, Ohio from New York, it don't matter. I'm going to see Quilla the R&B Singer live, unplugged with Premium Blend. And I'm being hosted by some of my family, Southern Empire, from Rosemont Records out of Georgia. So.
All right, we know. Give them the address. Give them the info. Let them know all that.
The address is going to be Club Aquarius, 135 North 1st Street, and that's downtown Dayton, Ohio. And it's from 9 to 11, $10 cover. You can come and see, finally see Quilla, unplugged, live, singing, tearing the house down, what I do. So y'all come see me. Y'all come check me out. I'll let you go. I'm definitely going in. So.
You going in on all your trash. I got to.
I'm going
now.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm going in. Y'all ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, going in.
I'm going in.
Okay,
yeah.
You said you doing this once you ain't heard. Wow, I could imagine.
Y'all ain't heard nothing.
Who's it gonna be sound like?
Yeah.
You know, so you definitely
heard
gotta get noticed to it.
Yeah, I got you. I got a lot of stuff.
All right.
To say now.
I'm gonna take your word for it too. I'm gonna take your word.
I got you.
Okay.
Definitely get y'all, GQ Palace.
But what I want you to do, I want you to give everybody your information, let them know how they can hear the new song, let them know about the YouTube, let them know about the Twitter, let them know about the Facebook, give your shout outs, let them know if they got to buy the songs on iTunes, let them know everything.
That's right. Y'all definitely get to support me. You know, first of all, I got to give a shout out to GQ Palace, Lavina, my homegirl. She always hit me up. Asked me to come on the show, but I appreciate y'all.
Everybody
hit me up.
Everybody crazy about Lavina. Everybody just crazy about Lavina.
You too. I'm thinking about you too because you're 21. You're 21. You're in my age. You're 21. So, you definitely, I got to definitely give you a shout out because you're in my age range. But y'all can definitely find me at www.thenameisquilla.com. That's my official website. Y'all can find my links. I'm on Twitter. Quilla the Singer, Quilla, D-A, Singer. Y'all can hit me up on ReverbNation.com, Quilla. And y'all can also hit me up on, what else I got, Facebook, Quilla the Singer. Y'all can hit me up, add all my links, hit me up on YouTube. All you got to do is punch in Quilla the R&B Singer, and all my videos will pop up. So y'all can check out my new official video, Pop It Slow. Y'all can check it out on my website, on my Reverb Nation. So y'all hit me up and follow me. I'm doing some big stuff, so I'm writing for a lot of people. So y'all just keep watching. I got some stuff coming. Y'all can hit me up on iTunes. I'm on TuneCore, iTunes. Y'all can get Pop It Slow, download that, and you can also, I got another single on iTunes called I forgot it's been so long. Well, hit me up on iTunes. Y'all go download my new single, Pop It Slow. That's what I'm working on now. Y'all look for me coming to a city near y'all with the Pop It Slow tour. I'm trying to put that together now. So I'm doing a lot of stuff this summer.
All right.
So there y'all go.
Definitely got GQ Palace support. Ain't no question about it. You got our support.
I see,
because
y'all over there spinning me.
Yes, you're spinning. You have it, man. Even if you just happen to pop up, you're going to be like, oh, man, it's really spinning.
Y'all better watch out. I might pop up on y'all.
Wednesdays,
y'all never know. And
I'm telling
where I'm
going to
be at.
Because, you know, we got 9 episodes, so it's every day of the week we got you. Especially Wednesdays and Thursdays. You went there like
Wednesdays
swimming.
And Thursdays.
And Friday.
I'm gonna pay y'all a studio visit this summer. I'm gonna come up here and mess with y'all. I'm definitely
right.
Hold me to it. I'm gonna be there.
All right. And I want to thank you. It was definitely an honor having you on.
You're welcome
back anytime. No problem.
I better be.
I know you got Lavina's number, so all you gotta do is hit her up and be like, Lavina, I want her ready to come back on and touch the set room. Never a problem.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, I got to come back and bring y'all my new stuff. So I'm going to definitely hit y'all up.
All right.
Throughout the summertime with some new material. Since y'all loving me over there so much. I like that.
Love it.
So thank y'all for having me, Quilla R&B Singer. And I'm going to talk to y'all soon.
Make sure
y'all follow me now. www.com. The name is Quilla.com.
All right. We definitely going to follow you. The listeners, they're going to follow you too as well.
All right.
Quilla, Dons, and Divas. Okay, coming up next, we got my man G. Smith in the building. Bounce back energy drink. And he going to let us know what's going on with that. and what else she got going on in the business. She's dealing with a lot of big things. So make sure y'all stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Peoria
Beach.
How you doing, brother?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I can dig it. I can definitely dig it, man. Everything over there on your end, man. First of all, man, I got to say, man, thank you. And it's definitely an honor to be on GQ Palace right now, man. Definitely want to thank you for this opportunity.
It's an honor having you on. My lines is flooded. I got some callers for you, but I want you to let people know about this Bounce Back Energy drink that you got going on. And, tell me a little bit about yourself as well.
Oh, man, Bounce Back Energy drink, man, it's actually a drink of transformation. It's a drink for the regular 9-to-5-er, for the athletes, artists, you know, just individuals that grinds on a daily basis, man. If you're looking for something that's going to help you along in the grind, give you that extra pep, that extra energy, Bounce Back Energy Drink is what it is. You can check us out, Facebook, Bounce Back Energy Drink, or on the web, bounceenergy.us.
All right. Well, hold on. I have a call. I want to bring them on real fast and get back to you so we can definitely get into this. Hello, call. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Who are you speaking to?
This is the Bob Pushers, JPPTV.com. What up, bro?
What's going on?
Oh, you know I couldn't stand for it too long.
What's going on?
Oh yeah, you get to call me Buttons. You're not chosen few. Hey, I was checking out your ad, brethren, with the Bounce Back Energy Drink, and I want to extend an invitation for you to come to jppv.com if you have a banner.
Yeah, we have a banner
or a commercial.
Yes.
We need a rotation that plays 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So if you have
a video
commercial, definitely get through with us because I am high energy, so I need some of that drink, Rudran.
Yo, go to Facebook, Bounce Back Energy Drink.
I'm looking for it right now. Actually, I'm looking for it on Facebook right now. It sent me to a graphic ad on YouTube, so... I'm digging, trust me. I will find you.
Button, what I'll do is, if you want me to, when you go back to the switchboard operator, D. Smith, if you want, we button pushing your number, and y'all can connect from there.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Because, you know, I'm all about connecting, man, grinding with other grinders. Getting this word out there. Right now, you know.
One of them is the grinder. Real talk. One of my names is the grinder.
All right, so we got to work. You know what I'm saying? We can definitely work, man, because right now, man, I'm working with a lot of good individuals. Rich, you know, GQ.
Yeah,
Palace.
Rich is dope. I love
blessing
this little chat.
You know, with a lot of opportunities, man. I got, you know, a champion fighter, female, Tori Nelson, currently WIBA, WBC.
She was on Tuesday's show, right?
Number one, yes. She was on Tuesday, number one in the world, number one in the U.S. I got, you know, my girl, my home girl, the number one battle rapper right now, you know, under me, you know, Bounce Back.
Oh, she needs to get with me because we have something on the network called the FemC Hour. Every Monday from 6 to 7, we play nothing but FemC videos. So definitely, if she got a video, get her to it so we can get her in that rotation, fam.
You know that, hey man, she comes under, you know, Queen of the Ring, J Smooth, new fan favorite, man. She's under, you know, Bounce by Angie Drink sponsors her. I got Mo Red in Florida, Chemo here in VA. I got Sajuet, an MMA fight out in Canada.
That's nice. That is
you
beautiful.
Know, so
I love
man,
that.
we definitely working, man. And I actually just got my first distribution deal through the Judah Brothers Gym in Brooklyn. So,
very
you know,
nice.
I'm definitely working right now. We, you know, we're getting plugged in. Again, thanks to GQ College, my man Rich. You
very
know, he's on
nice.
Yay! You know, so shout out to my man, you know, BJ, man, over there at Flow Empire Radio, too. I got to shout him out because, you know, he actually made the connection between me and Rich. You know, so right now, man. Getting crazy love and crazy support, and I'm always looking for, you know, individuals to grind with. Right now, I'm blessed, man. I don't mind passing the blessings off. But we could definitely
work. That sounds promising, brethren. I found you on Facebook. I liked you, and I left the link to jpptv.com there. You can actually just log on. I'm normally there. I have to run out. There's some kids doing a talent show, and I have to go take their pictures because they're babies. You know,
Where you in New York? Where area are you at?
I am in Pittsburgh, PA.
You in Pittsburgh? Yeah, we could get there. We there. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere you are, we there. We get there.
So, Button Pusher, I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to switch you back over. So, G. Smith, we're going to give her your number. I don't want to say it over the air. She'll get it behind the scenes.
Yeah, I got it.
Y'all work it out through there.
It sounds like the plan, brother. Y'all have a good shot.
Yeah, we will. I like her. I like that.
Right,
and I like that. like that.
Yo,
I definitely got to, you know, shout out to supporters, man. Lazy Panda, Reach Group, and Freetown Market, man. I'm definitely going to connect them with you as well, Rich, man. They're doing good things down here in the DMV area, man, making a lot of noise. You know, and they've been supporting me since day one with the movement. So, you know, Lazy Panda, Reach Group, .org, and Freetown Market, man, you know. So we definitely doing a thing, man. It's a lot of support for me. So let's go. Let's get a tour.
All right, gonna make that bet. Button Pusher, she's doing big things. She's doing a lot of things, yo. She's doing it. She said she's gonna put you on the TV and all that. It's gonna happen. Ain't no question
yo,
about it. She's gonna do everything.
Let me tell you, Rich, man. If it's coming through you, brother, I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with it, man. You know, if it's coming through you, man, you good people, man. I'm with it.
No doubt.
With it all the way. So we can definitely work.
And I'm informing you about the May 19th event we got going on with Coco Chanel and all of them coming down in Queens, Bubba Law. I'm going to let you know about that and everything. But we actually have another call on the line for you, so we're going to bring them on real fast.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hello,
I'm excited.
Caller,
I'm excited right now. The energy is good right now.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, you on the air.
What's
up?
What's
up, Gabe?
What's up,
G? Jay? Hey, look, there you go. Hey, Rich, man, it's Jay Smooth on the line, brother.
What's up, Jay Smooth?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, see,
you know, I had to call in and give my man some love. Bounce back energy drink all day. Team Bounce Back over here.
Yeah, I told you, Rich, man, it's Jay Smooth right there, man. That's like my little sister right here, man. She one of the best to do it, man. We grinding together out here.
It's
definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Ain't no question about it. Now, how did y'all come up with the name Bounce Back? What made y'all call it Bounce Back?
Man, it's a serious story behind it, which, you know, I really can't, you know, reveal all of the details behind it. But, you know, man, it's pretty much... It's about the transformation, man. When if you fall, you know, you should give 110% to bounce back no matter what it takes, man. You can't stay down, you know. And like many individuals, I've been there, but the one thing I've never done is stay down. I've always found a way to bounce back. So, you know, my brand is actually an extension of me, and everybody that knows me know that's what I do best. I bounce back. So, you know, it instead of just making a product just for a certain group of individuals, you know, I chose to make it, you know, for everyone. For everyone, whether you're a 9-to-5 or whether you're an athlete, whether you're a artist, we all get at those times to where we need that pick-me-up and you know, that certain something that helps us get along and get to that next stage.
Yeah.
So that's where I created Bounce Back at.
Okay. So... you don't only got the Bounce Back energy drink. Now, now is Jay Smooth, that's your sister, or is somebody that
just well, you know what? Jay Smooth.
Because I
want to
know, how did y'all meet up if that's not your sister?
Oh, man, let me tell you, that's not my blood. This is like my sister.
Line, right?
Jay Smooth is on the line. Jay Smooth is here, brother. Let me tell you something, Rich. I'm a big fan of the battle rap culture, you know, and my wife and I, man, we sitting back, man, we going through the YouTube, and I'm seeing Queen of the Ring, and it's a lot of talented individuals, but one stuck out to me that was crazy, delivery bars, everything, Underdog, for one. I love being the underdog, you know, the streets rule for the underdog, man, we always come out on top, and this was Jay Smooth. I happened to reach out on Facebook, and we were friends on Facebook, you know, just to say, you know, yo, nice battle. You know, I like your bars, man. You did real good. She was humble enough to reply, you know, shot it back to me. So, man, from right there, man, I felt the energy was good. You know, she's a very humble, hardworking individual. So I just reached out, you know, and we just connected, you know, like since then. And we finally got a chance to meet Friday. You know, so we went to the Golden Gloves together, to the Barclays, you know, chopped it up, man. And the rest is history, man. It's definitely going down. I support Jay Smooth. Bounce Back Energy Drink supports Jay Smooth 110%.
Definitely.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, wow. Man. Yeah, it's like I told you, it's for the grinders, brother. It's for and
you know when Jay Smooth when you with so Jay Smooth, you flowing.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of different things. I'm an artist.
Well, do a little something for us. I'm putting you on the spot right now.
All right, just throw me on the spot.
We definitely got to have you on. You're my man, Gito. We definitely going to have you on as an artist. So get that time in, everybody know, and feel your tracks that you got going on and all that. But let's give them a little something right now. My lines are flooded. Give them something.
I'll get them a little something right now. Here we go. Insomniac with a pen, how I'm producing my dreams, but it seems reality intervened. Sitting back, looking round, not a sound, just some clowns, no success, and now invisible bitches want to be down, huh? That's real life on the come up. Haters saying that I lucked up, whole niggas claim I'm stuck up. But nah, I'm on a road full of gravel, so I swerve them and I curve them, just dazzle them with a travel. A little something.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about, Rick? That's what I'm talking about right there, brother. That's what I'm talking about, man. You can check her out on YouTube, man. All you got to do is go to Jay Smooth, and you'll see what I'm talking about, man. It's that work. It's that grind. And that's what I'm with. You know, that's the definition of bounce back. That's the definition of it right there.
And it be expecting that call from the pusher because she got your match. She got your number.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Okay, she
already
got it already. The trooper operator gave it to her and all that. All right?
Yeah,
but
thank you.
No doubt. You got the bounce back. You're dealing with the music. You're dealing with the fighters.
Yeah, and, you know, I just now, you know, connected with Vintage Brooklyn. You got to check them out, man. VintageBrooklyn.com.
Okay.
You know, we actually just partnered up, man, and you know, we about to put out them shirts, you know, that heat, man. It's on the Bounce Back Energy Drink Facebook page. You know, we definitely about to put that heat out, man. You know, we got Bounce Back Girls, man, Reese Black Cloud Wright. We got Bernardina Roddy, former Miss Albania. So we definitely moving, man. We definitely moving. Again, man, Vintage Brooklyn, my man Mook, you know, he's blessing me with his creative designs, man. So we partnered up to, you know, take it a step further. You know, instead of just having that energy drink, man, now you could wear that. You know, you could walk around with that statement on you, you know, that bounce back, you know. So
exactly.
He definitely blessing me with that. And I have to say thank you, much love and appreciation to Davina Perez, the Judah's publicist, yo. Because, man, she's been a blessing. The whole Judah fam, you know, Yoel especially, man, he definitely, you know, blessed me with the opportunity to, you know, take it to the next level. And he's definitely, you know, a lot of support. My man Jack Thriller, you know, Jack Thriller, he definitely put me on. So it's definitely, we moving, man, and got a lot of supporters, man. And again, Rich, I'm going to have to bring my squad in there live on the air for you, man. Karate. You feel me?
Yeah. Feel me? Hard body karate. That's my man right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
and so you see what I'm telling, you know, you
yeah,
see what we're coming
I'm
with.
I'm on the hum. Yeah, I met him on the like, good people. That's why I just like to be surrounded. If I got that vibe with you, and I know it's going to be a good thing, I'm sticking with it. You know what I mean? As long as I don't got no technical difficulties going into mine, it's all good. And
nice,
I know
brother.
You,
and that's
definitely
how
a good thing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Thank
definitely
you,
a good thing.
And it's the same here, man, because, you know, I'm just like, man, I'm ready to, you know, just take this to a whole nother level, yo. And we're gonna be at the anti-gun violence concert in the South Bronx, May 11th, from 2 to 4 at IS 224. You know, to support that movement, man, the Davina, you know, Perez, man, it's an anti-gun violence concert for the youth, hosted by the youth. Bounce Back Energy Drink gonna be in the building, one of the main sponsors. So if you could come through, brother.
2 p.m.
You know,
to 4 p.m.
Yes, May 11th.
Oh, okay.
IS 224, the South Bronx.
Yeah, we got to be there.
Jay Smooth will be there. You know, the number one ranked fighter in the world, Tori Nelson, going to be there. She's one of the keynote speakers of the evening. you know, we come in full force, man. It's no letting up. We putting that pressure on their neck, man.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, too. That's definitely how you
got to
do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Got to do that.
How do you balance everything out, though? I mean, how do you balance what you got? You got some plan there? You just put, I'm like, this time, you know. So, I'm trying to figure out how do you balance it all out.
I'm going to be honest. You might laugh at this right there. But I'm about to. A good wife. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
A good wife. Because, man, it's been some. Yeah, man. It's been some. You just would not believe, yo. Like, you know, like I was telling Jay, I tell everybody, and everybody laughs at this, man. When I was first contacted by the Jewish publicist, Davina Perez, man, she contacted me one day. It was like a Sunday. She asked me if I would be interested in presenting to Yoel Judah. Man, I was up there that Friday. Wife 6 months pregnant, yo. We present right there, locked it down. And Junior's in Brooklyn. You feel me? And it's a lot of one day. Yeah, man. It's a lot of one day trips, you know, and you know, it's just a lot of hustle, a lot of grind, man. And with individuals like, you know, Jay. Like yourself, Rich, you know, my man BJ over there, you know, Battle of the Sex Drive. You know, with the support, man, it makes it a whole lot easier for me. You know, it makes it a whole lot easier for me, man. And again, it's been plenty of times where I had to crack a bounce back myself. You feel me? So I had to crack a couple of myself to keep it moving, man. But again, man, you know, with the support, man, an individual such as yourself, you know, and with individuals like Jay Smooth, man, that's constantly, you know, had energetic and, you know, positive and, you know, always want to go for more, man. It helps me go. It helps me go, you know. So it's, yeah, you know, I just keep pushing, man. I can't, you know, I can only go up from here. And that's what keeps me going.
Right. Exactly. As long as you got that strong woman behind you, too, there's nothing to stop.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you should have saw, man. She was 6 months pregnant in Times Square. We had to take 10-minute breaks here and there, but we got to our destination and made it happen. You understand? Like,
mm-hmm.
So
that's
we did it, though.
Right there. That's definitely a
ride
of doubt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Definitely a ride of doubt. Now, what made you actually want to do an energy drink?
I'm going to be honest. You know what? And that's a good question, man, that I get all the time. And I know, you know, you like, man, it's like a million energy drinks and shots and all kinds of stuff out here. But, again, man, I love a challenge. I love a challenge. I love that, you know, and not just that. You know, I drink energy drinks when I'm not, you know, when I need to pick me up myself. And, I mean, I just felt as though maybe I can put out something that was more of quality. And, you know, to me. So, and not just that, man. Like I said, I love a challenge. So I put that out. You know, I came up with the idea a year ago. You know, it was in the planet for a whole year before I even launched it or released it. I just now released it January 15th. 2 days later, I had my first store account. 2 weeks after that, I'm presenting to the Judas. So, you know, and here I am, April, and I got my first distribution deal, you know, at the Judah Brothers Gym. So it was just more so, man, I like a challenge, and I just wanted a little something better. You know, I wanted something more quality, you know. I didn't feel like breaking an energy drink and crashing or nothing like that. So I just said, hey, the only way I'm going to get what I want is if I put it out myself.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
You know, it turned out to be love, you know. So. Yeah, it turned out, yo. It turned out for the people, you know, the people loving it. So, you know, it's like I tell everyone, man, I go off of the people, you know. And so what I did at first, man, I just went with my first, you know, shipment and, you know, got it out there to the people, you know, for free. You know, got the feedback of the people and a positive. I've gotten nothing but positive feedback. So, you know, I just chose to run with it. Full time, man, you know. Hard body karate, as your man say, you know, and that's just what I went with. You know, and that's just how I ran with it, man. And it's no stopping. It's no stopping us. Because Bounce Back is a unit. We're a team, man. So
There's no stopping us.
I definitely feel you. Now, after the drink, you got into the music and then the sports.
I'm going to be honest. The sports, I'm an avid boxing fan. Any sport that's violent, I'm into. The music, I love music. So I pretty much just, you know, I've made a lot of connections, you know, with individuals involved in the things that I love. And it was, and it's really, it wasn't on a business, you know, relationship at first. It wasn't like I was reaching out for business. No, I was reaching out to show some support to the individuals that, you know, I constantly follow and that I have a love for myself. And that's how that started out, you know. And then I said, well, hey, you know, these are individuals that are working very hard. So if I'm going to choose to have, you know, anyone represent my brand, I want it to be these individuals. They're grinding to the top to get to the top. I want to grind with them. You know, bounce back. You know, the name is Bounce Back for a reason.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I got into that, you know, with the sports and the music and things of that nature. You know, it's just, I just reached out to individuals that I myself am a fan of. So that's what I chose to do, and it just so happened to be love, you know, all love. And the energy is ridiculous. The energy is crazy. We're going to rise together. We're going to the top together. You know, we're a unit, man. We're a family. And I, like I said, Bounce Back Energy Drink supports these individuals 100%, 110%. And now we are supporting GQ Palace as well.
And we support y'all right back. That's what's love right there. You know, we definitely gonna keep supporting you on every episode.
I definitely appreciate it, brother. I
definitely gonna be supporting you on every episode. Now,
yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
Now, considering the fact we got to bounce back, do you feel like, okay, like you said, there's other drinks out there? You understand? What's going to make Bounce Back different from all the other drinks, that energy drinks that's out there already?
Well, first thing that you see, which is the can itself.
Mm.
That's the one thing that's going to make it different. Now, the next thing is the taste, and there's no crash. Like I said, I leave it up to the people. You know, I'm not one. I can sit here and sell you anything, but I'm not one to do that. I leave it up to the people, and I ride off of what the people say. First thing they said to me is, you know, the presentation, the can itself, is it catches your eye. Those two faces on that can signifies transformation. Next, the taste and the after effects of the drinking itself. There's no crash. And the taste is awesome. You can mix that with alcohol if you want, like my man Jack Thriller did. And he was like, yeah, it's that good. I was like, okay, cool. You know, I mean, right. I don't even drink. But if he, you know, he mixed it with his drink right there, he's like, it's that good. I'm going to ride with it. Okay, cool.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, man, it's the presentation itself. And it's the flavor, and it's the no crash. Those are the three key things that, you know, lets Bounce Back stand out from the rest.
Now, you got some bounce, but some drinks that people feel has a bitter aftertaste. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, with Bounce Back, do you get a little bitter aftertaste?
No, sir.
It's going to go down real smooth, and you know what
man,
I mean?
It goes down smooth, nice
my
and fruity.
I want you to let them know everything about Bounce Back right now.
Yeah, man. No bitter aftertaste. Goes down smooth, nice and fruity, no crash. That's the key selling points right there in itself. If you want to try it yourself, go to the Judah Brothers Gym in Brooklyn. You can get you a can, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed. I can guarantee that. I put my name on it, G. Smith. I put my name on that. So, yeah, you will not be disappointed.
Now, we got the Bounce Back in the game. Let's get into the music scene now.
Yeah.
Now, what made you decide to get into the music scene? You know, like you said, you got Jay Smooth and, you know.
Yeah, I got Jay Smooth. I got Mo Red, which is a Mahogany Red, which is a R&B singer, songwriter in Florida. I got Chemotherapy, Chemo K, like I like to call up here down here in VA. She's a drummer, songwriter, and a dance choreographer. I just, you know, individuals, I'm a big fan of underground. I'm a big fan of, you know, like I said, Jay Smooth, Mo Red, K. So individuals that I follow on YouTube or Facebook for that matter, I just chose to reach out and, you know, let them know, listen, I would like to support you in any way I can. And, you know, they were humble enough to reach back, like, okay, let's work. And then we just, you know, got together, man, whether it was via internet or face-to-face. You know, we started the communication, you know, shooting back and forth ideas, and, you know, the rest is history, man. The rest is where we are now. We, you know, Bounce Back Energy Drink supporting them 100%. We grinding. We're going there. You know, just like, you know, like Jay Smooth herself, man, very highly ambitious and intelligent individual. She has a lot of ideas that Bounce Back is supporting 110%. Know this. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of things coming that you have not seen before. You're going to see a lot of things coming you have not seen before.
Let them
know. You know, just like I tell everyone, man.
Move on the line. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening. I'm letting Jesus get it, you know. I'm letting him do his thing, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Step in there.
No, I mean, I support G 100, you know what I'm saying, 120% to his 110, you know what I'm saying? He reached out to me on Facebook, like, you know, as an upcoming battle rapper. A lot of people reach out to you and they blow a lot of smoke, like, oh, I can do this for you, I can do this. Oh, get with me, get with my team, I can do this for you. But, you know what I'm saying, me, you know what I'm saying, I basically manage myself. So it's like I have 100% control over what decisions I make with my career and what I'm doing. So it's like I you know what I'm saying, kind of blew a lot of people off, but you kind of go off of the way people approach you, you know what I'm saying, first impressions and everything. So if you hit me in my inbox on Facebook or on Twitter or, you know what I'm saying, and you're like, yo, what's popping, like mad ignorant, like I'm not going to want to do business with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, G is very, you know what I'm saying, he's very professional, you know what I'm saying, he was very, you know, like, not, you know what I'm saying, like, confrontational, because sometimes, you know, they get in the inbox, and if you don't respond to them, they keep responding, hitting you. Like, it's real annoying, but G was very, you know, patient. Like, the first time he hit me, I didn't respond because I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, of him. The next time, he was very polite, like, yo, Jay, I'm really a fan. That I responded to him, like, thank you very much, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, it was history. Like, we met in person, very cool dude, he's a gentleman, you know what I'm saying, took care of me the whole night, like, everything was cool, like, and that's the type of people you want to work with and, you know, do business with. I'm not stupid. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not freaking, like, you know, I can't even get the words out right now, but, like, he's very professional, professional, and very supportive of everything I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, very supportive of everything that I'm doing. And our ideas, like, I shot him a couple ideas. He's like, yo, Jay, that's dope. And then he shot me a couple ideas back, and I'm like, yo, that's dope. And from there, it was history. You know what I'm saying? When you got people around you like that, that's supporting you and willing to put 100% into what you're doing and your project, it's like, it's a blessing. Like, that inbox on Facebook that he sent me was a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm team Bounce Back 100%. I know a year from now, Bounce Back will be on TV commercials. You know what I'm saying? Right after the Pepsi commercials, you'll see Bounce Back commercials. Like, I already know. I already see it.
Yeah. And see, now you see why I ride or die with it, right?
Exactly. That's the type of people you need in your corner. You know? That's
Man. Yeah, man.
You know, at one point, I'm going to have to put you on a spot tonight. I'm going to let you know where it's at. But first, we're going to get into the sports. So, matter of fact, I'm going to let you know how I'm going to put you on the spot. You my man. We're pulling the whole nine. But I got to know.
Yeah.
He had a choice. One choice.
You got what?
I said I got to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I got love for you, but I got to put you on the spot. Not meaning like that. I'll just say it in general, you know. If you had a choice between the three, this is what I mean by putting you on the spot. If you had a choice between the three,
which one would you go with?
You said if I had a choice between the three?
The energy drink, dealing with the music, or dealing with the sports, with the boxing, which one would you go with? It's just a general question. Now, I'm just throwing it out.
Which one would I go with? The energy drink, the sports, or the music?
If it came down to a fact of you having to do one thing, you understand? If it came down to the fact that it's like, oh, man, I got to break this down to one specific thing I have to do. Would it actually be the bounce back energy drink? Would it actually be the music? Or will it be the sport? You know, like, which one? You know? You don't have to.
Okay.
I ain't even going to pick, because we don't even have to answer it, because you're dealing with so much and they all big. It's probably going to be hard to answer one of them.
It really would. It really would. I'm going to be honest. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
No. Just your question. Go ahead.
Come on,
I didn't want to, like, he probably gonna tap my neck for this answer, but I think it's no way to break it down because everything falls under one another. Like, if there's no, you know what I'm saying, like, without Bounce Back, there would be no Jay, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all one, like, one collective
one
team,
unit.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's
like,
why
yeah, like,
I couldn't answer it. Like, I really couldn't.
Okay. I got it there. Okay.
I was trying, bro. I'm going to be real. I was trying, but I really couldn't.
Believe me, I called a couple of people like that. They was like, oh, damn, you're on the spot. That's why I said I'm putting
you
on the spot.
You ain't have no, just like, yo, this. You know what I'm saying?
this is on me right here.
Nah, man. Nah. You know, I honestly could not answer the question. You know? It got me stuck.
Yeah, for some people, it's actually hard to answer a question like that. But later on down the line, it's something that you're really going to have to think about. Like I tell you, you ain't the only one to ask that question, so I asked a couple of people. But, you know, not saying it's going to happen, but it's good to just have a backup plan just in case. You understand? Like me, I'm doing the radio. I'm doing the music. I got wifey. She's doing a magazine. What if it comes down to me actually doing one of those?
Let me tell you something, brother. I have other ventures that I just can't speak of.
That's what I mean. So it would be,
I have other ventures that I don't have to actually, you know, promote, and things I don't even have to promote like that. So I have other ventures, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Whoever's on my team right now, and that's under Team Bounce Back, in no way, shape, or form would it ever come down to a choice of me choosing one, because everybody's going to benefit in the process of what's going on now. So if I had to walk away from everything, if I had to walk away, I'm going to make sure everyone that's under this umbrella right here has benefited in some way, shape, or form.
That's right. Exactly.
I mean, that's just what time it is. Like, it's just like I tell Jay, Tori, everyone that, you know, Bounce Back Energy Drink sponsors and rides with, listen, use Bounce Back Energy Drink as your platform. You understand what I'm saying? Because the thing is, it has to be beneficial for both parties. Now, I'm not in the business of raping anyone. I'm not in the business of taking advantage of no one. So I tell them, use Bounce Back Energy Drink as your platform to build your brand as well, because we're going to do this together. Now, that's why I said, if I had to walk away from everything, I'm going to make sure everyone that's under that Bounce Back umbrella has benefited in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, I got a wife and kids, man, so I'm not even knowing the selfishness. I'm used to making sure my people's eat. You understand? So, I'm not about that. Not about that. And plus, it makes for a better community and organization if everyone is benefiting from what's going on.
Right.
Now, what's the next step?
What's the next step for Bounce Back Energy Drink?
What's the next step for G. Smith?
For G. Smith. You talking for G. Smith. Okay, what's the next step for me?
You got the Bounce Back.
Is
the music,
actually
the
to come in your show live with Jay Smooth and my people. That's the next step. I mean, if we talking realistically, like here and now,
Oh, no,
you know, you hear that, Jay? Okay, yeah,
no,
we in
here.
I'm
down,
Jay.
You know I'm down.
But except after that, man,
that
you know, the step after that, man, to be honest, man, take my wife and kids on a nice long vacation, man.
I feel
you. You know, that's that, you know, that's really the next step, man. Because like I said, man, they've been ride or die for me, man. I'm talking even my daughters, you know, they 12 and 8. You know, I had they taking out, you know, boxes and packaging for me. You know what I'm saying? My son, he's three. So he don't know what's really going on, but he just putting energy drinks in a box for me. So that's everybody working. You feel me? So
exactly.
Everybody need a vacation right now,
day.
Man. Yeah, man, we move as a unit, man. We move as a unit. And I think to be honest, Rich, man, that's what's getting me where I'm going. Is the fact that I move as a unit. I'm a genuine individual. What you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And like everybody that I've sat down with or what have you, it's just a good energy, a good vibe. You know, I've been dealing with the right individuals right now, you know, and I'm going to keep on going that way, you know. But for right now, man, like I said, first things first, get and bring me and my squad up to your show. Next thing, vacation for me, the wife, and kids. I'm sending Jay. I'm sending Mo Red. I'm sending all my peoples on a vacation. Jay needs one. You know, Tori needs one. Everyone needs one. Mo Red, Side Juet. Everybody needs a vacation right now because we've been working tenfold right now. You know what I'm saying? We've been working crazy ridiculous. Everyone's been helping me to push this brand. So everybody needs a vacation. You
and
go on a vacation
to do,
too, Rich.
You
know what
I'm
saying?
You need to get some of them. I'll definitely tell you. You need to get some of them because May 19th, I told you, we got this big thing going on. Video City, Alaw. My man just texted me. He said Hot 97 supposed to be there. So we need to get those drinks up there to them, too, as well.
Oh,
you know, promote
we can do that.
Huh?
We can do that, brother. We can do
May
19th.
That.
Oh, you have to
I'm going to send you the info and everything.
You know, send me the info, Jay. Look at your schedule for May 19th. You know, my mom
is
down right
there. That's my birthday and all that, so we can go through and make an appearance.
Okay, so we're going to do it. You know, my marketing director, man, got to shout him out, Alvin Seeley. And Al, man, he's been, man, this man, he's sick with the skills, man. He's been grinding it out on these one-day trips, man. You know what I'm saying? He's been pushing me. So all you got to do, Rich, man, is shoot me that info, and we in it.
I'm gonna have you on as a guest list and everything.
Yeah, man, just make sure, you know, it's gonna be a couple of us. You understand? You feel me?
Just let me know.
Oh yeah. Once yeah, you're Jay's sister, that's her birthday too, so you know, I got to make that special. That's Jay's birthday, man. I got to make sure she right.
Right.
But you know what? Time is just getting short, but I have two more. I wanna bring up two more callers at the same time for you.
No problem.
Hogging it, so you know, I know you had callers, but I ain't gonna say nothing. Bring them on. But we gonna bring them on now.
Cool. No problem.
My time in with you. All right. Hello, callers. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have two callers on the line. Keep your name
okay.
Where you're from and ask the questions that you need to be asked. I'm gonna leave it up to you, Jay, for this last 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, G, I'm gonna leave it up to you.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, this is Kim.
How are you?
Good. My question is, you know how, like, say, the Red Bull kind of, like, speeds up your heart rate and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Will your energy drink do the same thing?
No. It will not. And, again, I'm going off the feedback of my customers, the feedback of people, the taste test that I've done. No. And the ones I've drunk myself, but I like to go off the people. I like to go off of what, you know, what the customers tell me. So, no. No crash, great taste, no speeding up of the heart rate. You're not going to pass out, none of that.
Okay. Will it keep you awake?
Oh, yeah. It's going to keep you awake. Believe that. It's going to keep you awake. And the great thing about it is no crash.
Okay.
There's no crash. No crash. Great taste, no nasty aftertaste, none of that. Definitely going to keep you awake. I'll tell you that much.
All right, good. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
You got somebody else on the line?
Yes. Good evening. My question is, where can I purchase this? Is it out and on market already?
You can. What area are you in?
I'm in Long Island, New York.
Okay. Well, you can either go online or it's at the Judah Brothers Gym in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
As of right now. Where we're currently, you know, getting in small, you know, bodegas. You know, we're growing in the New York area.
Okay.
But as of right now, you could go to bounceenergy.us or you could get it at the Judah Brothers Boxing Gym, which is 400 Liberty Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11207.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for that information. And I would like to commend the whole Bounce Back family on everything that they do. Much success. Continued success.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I definitely am definitely a Bounce Back fan.
Oh, thank you. Look, go get at us on Facebook, Bounce Back Energy Drink.
I did a little while ago. About 10 minutes ago, I did.
Okay, did you shoot a friend request? Yeah, that's another important thing. You know, we chose, instead of doing just a fan page, we chose to do a personal page so that way we could stay involved with the people. You know,
okay.
So all you have to do, you know, shoot us a friend request because, you know, I mean, if you shoot us a message, you're going to get an answer right back. You know,
okay.
We like to stay in touch with the people. I feel as though that's very important to stay in touch on a personal level.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for the information. Continued success. Oh. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
G, I want to tell you, you know, you got our full support and on everything, no matter what it is doing.
Thank you. You got me all hyped now.
Come
you know
on,
what I'm saying?
That's how it is. That's how
I'm hyped right now. AJ, you on the line, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm
hyped right now, yo. Thank
this
you, man. I'm feeling
talk,
love,
I'm
brother.
No doubt. It's real talk. You know, I don't procrastinate. If anybody asks you guys about rich money, I keep my word with what I say.
I already know.
Do what I say. I'm doing all that. You know what I mean?
I already know that. I already know that. I already know it, brother. Yeah. This is good.
I want you to give them all your information, everything. Let them know where they can get the drink. Let them know Jay. Let them know when you have an event coming up. If you have a show coming up, let them know about Tori's fight. Let them know about everything you got going on. Give your shout outs. Give everything. I'm going to leave it up to you right now.
Right. Me first?
Jay,
yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to go first? You want to go first?
All right.
Go
now,
ahead, Jay.
Well, yeah, it's Jay Smooth. You can find me on YouTube. Just YouTube search Jay Smooth, J-A-I space S-M-O-O-V-E. I'll pop right up all my battles. You can follow me on Twitter at jsmooth_ at jaismoov_. Same with Instagram. Facebook, jsmooth. Shout out to Queen of the Ring, because without Queen of the Ring, there would be no jsmooth. So shout out to Debo, Babs Bunny, Vague, at Queen of the Ring. I have a couple battles coming up. I can't really, you know, put that information out there right now. But if you follow me on those, you know, social networks that I gave you, you'll definitely find out who I'm battling soon. I'll be back on Queen of the Ring in July. Bounce Back. We're doing our thing. We got a lot of big things coming, a lot of charity events, a lot of things giving back to the community, the fans, a lot of, you know, moves coming. My music's coming, working on my first mixtape. I'm very excited about that. That's coming. That should be coming either late in the year or beginning of next year. Just look out, Jay Smooth. I'm going to come up, and I'm about to take over.
Word. Yeah, that's G Smith. Find us on Facebook, Bounce Back Energy Drink, Instagram, at Bounce Back 1, Twitter, at just_BounceBack. Shout out to GQ Palace, my man Rich. Got to go there first. You know, my man BJ, Flow Empire Radio, Battle with a Sex Drive. My man Mook, Vintage Brooklyn, a lot of love right there. Freetown Market, Lazy Panda, ReachGroup.org. My man Al Seeley, Mahogany Red, Tori Nelson, number one in the world, Side Duet, CJ Reeves, Shots of Life, Chemo, the whole Judah family and the Judah brothers, Jim, and publicist extraordinaire, Davina Perez. And last but not least, man, the people. The people, because without the people, man, there would not be no bounce back. And I got to give this one, Jay Smooth.
Hey.
Got that love there, man. Got to get that love there, man.
No doubt,
you see,
no
she
doubt.
On the line with me right now, so you already see how we're going right now, Rich.
No
we're on
doubt.
The line right now, you know, so we banging it out, man. But, again, man, thank you, Rich. GQ Palace and my man, Rich. So, you know, we doing
that.
You know,
you know, you're
right
welcome
now.
Back anytime. You too, Smooth. But we definitely going to set y'all up. You know, I'm going to get the call in to set y'all up to have you come on the air. But, you know, y'all welcome back anytime, regardless of the fact. If you just want to call in, let me just call in and give a shout out. Such and such, boom, bop, bang, bounce back, any of these things. Before we ever set up the interview, it's never a problem.
Right.
Thank you.
We're going to be supporting the drink anyway. You know what I mean? We're definitely going to be
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Put it in the magazine. You know, get those pictures to us so we can throw it in the magazine as well.
Yeah.
You know,
Nice. And, you know, again, man, if you know, any events, man, we go ahead, we behind it. All you got to do is, you know, shoot, bounce back, you know, the information. Let us know what's going on, man. We support 100%, man. We support
100%.
You know, if there's any opportunity, you know, Jay Smooth is here. So, you know, just shoot that information over and we there.
I'm definitely going to shoot it to you. After the show, matter of fact, as soon as I finish, I'm shooting you the info. Because, you know, we got a couple of people going in there. You know, 14D is supposed to be there. Video City going to be there. He informed me Hot 97 going to be there. Silver Fox supposed to be there. Coco Chanel is hosting. Black Silk, he's doing a big thing. He deal with Flex and all of them. Lloyd Banks and all of them. He's going to be in the building. So we got a lot of things going on that night.
Yeah, we in the building. Believe that.
Right.
Definitely got a lot of things going on that night. So I'm definitely going to shoot you the info.
Yeah, we're definitely in the building.
All right, no
definitely
doubt.
Gonna make that happen.
And I want to tell you and Jay Smooth, it was an honor having y'all on, no doubt.
No, it was an honor being on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And,
This
every you know, interview, every... It's a blessing, you know. Like, there's probably one person that's listening right now that's never heard of Jay Smooth that might run on YouTube and check me out, you know. So, you know, I really appreciate it. Shout out to all my supporters and fans. Shout out to everybody that supports Bounce Back. We a team. It's no breaking us. We're unbreakable. Team Bounce Back, Team Smooth. We here. Everybody under Bounce Back, man. Just everybody just supporting. Just go buy some of that energy drink.
Yeah. Yeah, she set it off for me, man. Jim set it off. For real. You know, she set it off, man. We here. We not going nowhere but up. That's the only place we're going is up. So,
man. That's May 11th, right? And that's May 11th.
May 11th.
Going on in the Bronx at IS
224.
Yeah, right?
Anti-gun violence concert. You know, IS 224. It's over there on, what's that, Jay? Brook Avenue.
Yeah, that's the South Bronx.
Yeah, South Bronx from 2 to 4, anti-gun violence concert for the youth, hosted by the youth, Bounce Back Energy Drink. You know, one of the key sponsors, Tory Nelson, number one champion of the world, one of the keynote speakers. So, yeah, we're going to be there. Jay Smooth going to be in the building, man. And, you know, we're going to definitely be in there for support and doing that thing.
All right. GG5 is definitely going to be up there. You know,
cool, that works.
And all that.
That works. I hope to see you there, man.
No
can't
doubt.
Wait.
Definitely gonna
can't
be
wait.
For sure.
Cool. Okay.
Jay Smooth and G Smith let Dons and Divas bounce back energy drink. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank the guests. I want to thank the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, make sure y'all get to that event where my man G Smith, Jay Smooth, will be in the building for a Bounce Back Energy Drink on Brook Ave, IS 224, Anti-Gun Stop the Violence. Make sure y'all get there. That's going to be May 11th. I'm going to keep repeating it
and repeating it and repeating it. So make sure y'all be in the building. Also, we got going on May 2nd, Strong Island Ladies hosting the hottest hip-hop concert series on May 2nd at 9 p.m. at the Liquid Bar and Lounge. All hip-hop artists, contact Lady B, the number 631-969-9731. Once again, to join in that event, you contact Lady B at 631-969-6731 and sign up. $250 prize wins. All right. Also, we got the comedy event going on. That is April 27th, this Saturday, at the Indigo Arms Guest House. Comedy in the Brownstone, 181 Lenox Ave, corner of 119th Street. Make sure you contact Kareem Smith for tickets. It is going to be hilarious. Kareem number 347-213-5272. Once again, Kareem Smith, 347-213-5272 for that comedy event going down Saturday, April 27th, which is tomorrow. Make sure you contact them, get those tickets. The comedians there is going to be hilarious. GQ Palace also has 8 episodes that are in 10 different hosts, all right? Sunday, coming up this Sunday, we have GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Polite from 7 to 9, bringing you the most powerful evangelists, elders, ministers, pastors. She plays gospel music. She also quotes scriptures of the Bible. Feel free to call in and give your testimonies. It's a very powerful segment, so make sure you get in tune with that. That's Sunday, 7 to 9. Monday, 7 to 9, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas. No Children. That's a ratchet episode. We appreciate if you don't have no children listening to that episode on Mondays, 7 to 9, with Steph Dallas. Then we have Speaking Out My Point of View. We want to get into that. That's with Big Homie, Dr. Feelgood. So we're going to find out what's going on so he can let you know what's going on with him and speaking out his point of view on any questions that you might have to ask. And that's from 9 to 10. So on Sundays, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9. Monday, Love, Life, and Loyalty, 7 to 9. Monday, 9 to 10, Speaking Out My Point of View. On Tuesdays, you got GPS Sports, GQ Palace Sports with my man, the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate from 8 to 10. So if you know your sports, make sure you tune into that on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 with the mayor. Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad in the building. Love Fantasy from 7 to 9, Rachel and T, playing the hottest slow jams in R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics on Wednesdays, 7 to 9, the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. After the Diva Squad, we have Fallout Comedy with comedian Rakim Chick Singleton from 9 to 10. He is hilarious. We'll have you on the floor. So make sure you tune into that. GQ Palace is doing it all. You heard what I said? We got a comedian going on Wednesday, 9 to 10, right after Diva Squad on Wednesday. Thursday, we have Reality and Relationship with J.L. and Tiffany Belvin. They are the most powerful relationship specialists that you could even think about talking to. They speak to you about relationships and reality and bring you that truth to the matter feedback. Then we back here, and that's from 8 to 10, excuse me, on Thursdays. Then we back here Friday, 6 to 9, with Rich Money, bringing you some of the most biggest people in the industry of music. Energy drinks. Got to throw the energy drinks in there now, because this energy drink is going to take it to a whole nother level. Believe me, Bounce Back Energy Drink is going to take it to a whole nother level. But I am your host, Rich Money, and I don't want to get cut off, so make sure you tune in to all the episodes. Have a safe and blessed weekend. All right? This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk on reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes out of spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross Wright. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, first to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ is colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.